Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, September 22nd, 2025. And I've got to tell you that the evidence is overwhelming. There is some type of cover-up going on concerning Charlie Kirk's murder. We've got the latest. We're about to break it down now. But first, his memorial.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
What do we do about this guy telling the truth about us? We must make him stop talking! And there's always one guy with the bright idea, and I could just hear him say, I've got an idea, why don't we just kill him? That'll shut him up. That'll fix the problem. It doesn't work that way. Any attempt to extinguish the light causes it to burn brighter. Every single time.
His voice on earth will echo through the generations, and his name will live forever in the eternal chronicle of America's greatest patriots. He will live forever.
He was killed because his voice made a difference, because he was showing people the light, and he was killed by the dark.
He was bringing the gospel to the country. He was doing the thing that the people in charge hate most, which is calling for them to repent. It's only an acknowledgement that what Charlie was really saying is that change begins, the only change that matters, when we repent of our sins. Me. A recognition that the real problem is me and how fallen I am. And that was the reason that Charlie was fearless at all times, truly fearless to his last moment.
So our call to action is now. Every one of us needs to be a warrior like Charlie. Train, study, learn, and to speak. Exercise our God-given right to speak and carry that torch that shines brightly because of God's love.
Charlie suffered. A terrible fate, my friends. We all know it. We all saw it. But think, it is not the worst fate. It is better to face a gunman than to live your life afraid to speak the truth. It is better to be persecuted for your faith than to deny the kingship of Christ. It is better to die a young man in this world than to sell your soul for an easy life with no purpose, no risk, no love, and no truth.
Accept Charlie's challenge and embrace true manhood. Be strong and courageous for your families. Love your wives and lead them. Love your children and protect them. Be the spiritual head of your home. But please be a leader worth following.
The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. We have beauty, we have light, we have goodness, we have determination, we have vision, we have strength. We built the world that we inhabit now, generation by generation, and we will defend this world. We will defend goodness, we will defend light, we will defend virtue. You cannot terrify us, you cannot frighten us, you cannot threaten us, because we are on the side of goodness, we are on the side of God. You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what you think really happened with the execution of Charlie Kirk, he's dead. And the left called for his death, celebrated his death, and now we had a bunch of shootings and killings and murders and attacks by pro-Palestinian groups and people angry at ABC for canceling Kimmel. I mean, that's a real revolution of communist leftist violence going on. And we'll be looking at that. But we're also going to look at the official story now coming out on Kirk of his 30-odd six.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is
Christ-like moment that has truly become a seismic flashpoint in history, supercharging the Great Awakening, the new Renaissance, the new great revival that we've talked about so much here. Well, Charlie Kirk really was an evangelist, and he was doing exactly what he wanted to do when he was killed not even 2 weeks ago. And I have to tell you, I have been researching what really happened. I've been looking at all the angles. And I have said that if we find evidence that there's a cover-up, and if we find evidence that there could have been another shooter, or that the shooter was a patsy or decoy, we'll go there. And I'm about 90% there right now. And quickly moving to 98, 99, I want to be very clear. I put calls out to my Navy SEAL expert marksmen, who are the experts of the experts in the Navy SEALs and in the Army, Delta Force, Army Rangers. I've already talked to some of them over the weekend, but they're checking and making some calls as well. Some of those guys will probably be on the broadcast today, including folks that have, one guy has the longest shot on record over 2 miles, kill shot in Iraq. And I can tell you, I've already talked to a bunch of them, and the idea that a 30-odd six from 200 yards hits somebody in the neck, even if it's a down angle, and doesn't go through is one chance, in my layman's terms, out of 1,000. And now we're told there was no exit wound on the back by the attending surgeon, who I don't think's bad, I don't think's in on it. You know, they took him to the local hospital, who described the wound to me, and I had Charlie's confidant and a guy that I've been friends with and known for years call me Saturday night when he put an ex post out saying what the surgeon told him, and he called and he said, Alex, he said, I didn't want to give the details because of his wife and things. He goes, and please don't give the details, I'll give them to you. And I said, I'm sorry, Andrew, if you tell me this clarified, I have to. People want answers. He said, okay. And then he described, as he'd written notes, what the surgeon told him. And I have shot wild hogs and a few deer out of hundreds. where if I shot him straight on instead of to the side, which you want to hit him because that's a clear shot of the heart. You only take a frontal shot of they're popping out of the woods for a second. That's all you got. I have seen, I've shot quite a few animals with 30-06, my favorite 300 Win Mag. I've shot them with 338 Lapua, big elk things, but I have seen 30-06 bullets and 300 Win Mags go in a foot, even 2 feet, hit a big bone and bounce out the side or even bounce forward. So it can happen. But that's when you're going straight in to longwise into the body. And again, we're bipedal. These are animals on four legs, so it's a long through the whole body. But the angle the bullet came down into the left side, into his carotid, the surgeon says it skipped, it hit the bone and grazed off, which it does if it's an angle, can do that, but that it would probably just go down a little bit and blow out the lower, I mean, the upper back. Because there's so much power in a 30-06 round at only 200 yards, it's still at full power. It's at full power up to 300. And then it doesn't lose a lot of power out to about 800. And you can kill stuff at 1,500 with this round easily. So, but the spokesperson for TPSA and Charlie's confidant, Andrew Colvett, gave me the full details reading the notes. How I went through this lumbar, T this, T that, through about five of those, you know, grazed off when it went in, turned down, ran down the spine to about the middle of his chest, hit denser bone, exploded out in fragments, which 30-06 does. I'll show you videos of it, both in animals and in gelatin and other things. Fragments up into the heart, and then a larger piece bounced back up into the neck. Now, I've gutted plenty of deer and hogs and seen things kind of like that, but not exactly like that. So, let's be clear. I am not endorsing the statement of the surgeon when I tell you what he said, according to Andrew Colvett. But I still haven't gotten answers, and I've gone and looked at the indictment and all the rest of it. Was there an autopsy? Because a couple days after, she's already there at the coffin before it goes to J.D. Vance, you know, and flown to Arizona, the short trip from Utah, and she's already, you know, before they close the coffin, they're crying over his body. Was there an autopsy? Or is it just the attending surgeon showed in a high-profile thing like this? It's the law that you have a medical examiner. It's what they're called in some jurisdictions, or a coroner in others. That's, you know, English common law that we adopted in our Constitution. So that's 250 years old. So 250 years old in this country. At least 500 years old in England. So you do have them breaking down the crime scene really quick. I get that was hysteria and all the rest of it. I'm not blaming TPUSA. I'm not saying any members of his crew were involved. I've been a little defensive because day one, people are like, look, this security guy clearly shoots him under the arm from the side. No, he's got a cell phone under him. Everybody goes, whoom, when they hear the blast. Everybody's hands go out. Another guy sitting there unscrewing a bottle of water. They say, that's a gun. You can blow it up. It's a damn bottle of water. No. The TPUSA confidants of Charlie Kirk did not kill him on that stage. Was there a shooter from behind? Was there another shooter? Was there some type of bullet barrel system hidden in the microphone? I don't think there'd be enough power for it to do that. But that's all the speculation. That's all anybody wants to talk about. People say, well, you've been all over the map. I've said since day one, I don't know the truth. I know the left wanted to kill him. I know they called for his death. I know they celebrated it. I know just this weekend you've had people screaming Free Palestine, shooting up weddings and killing people. And people, they're mad that Jimmy Kimmel got canceled, shooting up ABC News studios and a whole bunch of other crazy stuff going on. I mean, is all of that Netanyahu? I mean, I get there may be others involved. I get the official story doesn't add up in many ways. But all I don't get is definitively saying, okay, there's a cover-up day one and Netanyahu's behind it. I'm not a fan of Netanyahu. I'll criticize Netanyahu all day long. And so did Charlie. I'm just not going to sit there and bear false witness against somebody when there's not evidence. Well, Israel assassinates people. Yeah, so does our government. So that's where I'm at, is showing a list of Israeli assassinations on Wikipedia. Well, they kill people, so that means they killed him. What, you don't think the EU doesn't kill people? You think the British intelligence doesn't? You think the CHICOMs don't? You think the Russians don't? You think the Venezuelan government doesn't? What planet are you living on? So I get there's intense interest around this. It's very, very important. I have been trying to simply figure out what is accurate. That's it. And I've said, if I get evidence that there's a cover-up going on, I will present it. So we got a bunch of guests on the broadcast today. And we do have some other huge issues we're going to be covering as well, like President Trump, we'll play the clip in a moment, yesterday, saying one of the greatest or the greatest medical discovery in U.S. history will be released tomorrow. And that's 3 p.m. Central, right when the war room starts with Harrison Smith, from the White House with a press conference with President Trump and RFK Jr. on the cause of autism. And I will be co-hosting the war room with Harrison Smith during that announcement. May go 30 minutes, may go an hour, then Harrison will fully take over. So 3 p.m. Central today at Infowars.com/show, Bandai Video, the Alex Jones channel on Rumble, and on the Infowars feed on X as well. So look for that. 3 p.m. today at the start of the war room. And by the way, they've now released studies on what mRNA, which they are giving cows and they are giving pigs, secretly from now, it turns out, 7 years, as Tom Renz predicted 3 years ago, he's suing and researching, he's joining us today. It's now worse than we thought. We've been ingesting this in pork and beef 2 years before COVID. So when they say, oh, we don't give cows and pigs mRNA COVID shots, no, you give them a bunch of others. And it turns out now the farmers are refusing to do it because it kills a large portion of them. And there's big studies on that. So he'll be on about the prelude to the big announcement by RFK Jr. and Trump today on the cause of autism, and then this mRNA in our food supply that he first started talking about and is now confirmed worse than he thought, but also the Charlie Kirk Act, that is the Smith Month Act, allowing propaganda and brainwashing and censorship being snuck in. So that's coming up at 1 o'clock, and we've got the whole breakdown on that. So this is really bad. And you saw Bondi try to sneak through hate speech garbage last week. It got slapped down by the public. Trump's very angry at her, posted on Truth Social that she's not doing her job indicting the deep state when they have total proof. She is on her way out. You heard that here 4 months ago. I said within 6 months, there aren't indictments, she's gone. And now Trump's attacking her publicly. So, and Cash Patel's gone too. Already got his replacement ready, the AG of Missouri, that's now the co-deputy director. Just remember what you heard, where you heard it. So, and you know, the president may change his mind, or Bondi may grow up and actually do her job, but they've got all these U.S. attorneys are having to remove. When the grand juries come back, and I've got those documents, and they are saying, yes, we recommend indictment, but the Justice Department has this final say, they're killing it. That's why you saw the U.S. attorney in Virginia step down, because Trump was about to fire him last week. So the difference is this isn't 8 years ago where they kept promising they'd go after the deep state but didn't. Trump knows it's existential and must happen. So the spin machine is up on high that, oh, he wants to persecute his political opponents. No, they're the ones that persecute their political opponents and committed all the crimes cut and dry. And that created all this hysteria and calls for violence that have brought us to this point. It's Trump's duty as the commander-in-chief and the chief law enforcement officer that when he's presented with the evidence, as he told Bondi in that post Friday, what are you doing? And I told you when I got back from D.C. a week and a half ago, I said, look for fireworks. And I met with Ed Martin on my own cases and issues. I did not get that from him. I got that from other people. Be clear, because every time I mention something, oh, we got it from Ed Martin. No, I've got other sources. I'm talking to Ed about my issues, and there's a little bit of action on that. I'll leave it there. A little more than a little bit. So there's a lot happening, but it turns out we have the Letitia James Justice Department prosecution bullet points when they recommended it to the grand jury in Virginia with Ed Martin running it. Why she should be indicted. And isn't it nice that's been leaked to the Gateway Pundit. So the Justice Department has all these grand juries open. That's what happens when they do that. And when they open one, that means they want an indictment. And now we have what she's done cut and dry, obviously, because she's caught red-handed. I don't even say alleged because it's right there. But she's still innocent to proven guilty. And everything she claimed Trump did, she did royally. So we got that coming up. And you got Arctic Frost after the Democrats were done targeting me and General Flynn and a few others. That's in the documents. They said, now let's move on to the Trump family, the RNC itself, and all of our political opposition, including major Christian denominations. A total purge. A total takeover. So while we are elected and have a mandate to dismantle these criminals, if we don't, we are suicidal. Do what must be done. Indict them. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Send them to prison. We're not attacking political enemies. We're defending ourselves from foaming at the mouth, rabies-infected, psychotic tyrants. So there is just so much today, ladies and gentlemen. What an incredible memorial yesterday. I could just do the whole show if I wanted to mail it in. I never mail it in. So I'm always frustrated that I'm not being hardcore enough because there's just so much. My brain is exploding with all the news. It's just anybody that ever says we're in a boring news day, those don't exist unless you got your head shoved up your butt. But it just gets more intense and more intense and more intense and more crazy and more wild by the minute. But first, a prelude to what's coming up at 3 p.m. today. We got more on this with Tom Renz, one of the top lawyers suing the deep state and having big victories against Big Pharma. Here's Trump saying the biggest medical discovery in U.S. history. And I agree with him because this is going to bring down the bad guys. I got a very good idea off what Kennedy's already said, what we know is in the studies. And I'll be giving you a little foreshadowing, or let's just say over the horizon, tomorrow's news today, or 3 p.m.'s news at noon, of what's going to be in their report. Because Kennedy hasn't betrayed us yet. He's overperformed. And so I know it'll be in the report, though I've not been told. There will be a cocktail of reasons with specific vaccine combinations being at the head of the line, knowing that they are one of the main causes, but there is a amplification effect with Tylenol taken by pregnant mothers with baby in utero affecting blood-brain barrier even further, and that pesticides also add to this toxicity spectrum in the studies, and again an adjuvant effect along with the fluoride in the water that accelerates the toxins and the chemicals, and that it is again cumulative multi-binary effect. You know, a lot of things interacting together. and that boys have on average a blood-brain barrier about half of that of girls. That's why the vast majority are boys, and not just in the U.S., but around the world, that then suffer from what you call the autism, which is a spectrum of brain damage. By the way, Alzheimer's has doubled in the last 20 years. Got big studies on that. Oh, yeah, they're killing everybody. They know exactly what they're doing. And now it's all coming out and all being presented how historical. Here's Trump talking about RFK Jr.'s impending announcement.
And tomorrow we're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really medically, I think, in the history of our country. We're going to be doing it with Bobby and Oz and all of the professionals. I think you're going to find it to be amazing. I think we found an answer to autism. How about that? Autism. Tomorrow we're going to be talking in the Oval Office in the White House about autism.
And again, we already know the studies Kennedy has. We already know the government studies. We know what it is. On the off chance, I'd say one out of 10,000, that somebody's got a gun to Kennedy's head, which he wouldn't give up even if that happened. Look at his dad and uncle. They're going to say it's Tylenol and pesticides, but not be specific. But no, it's going to be probably five or six things we know all interact. But the main thing is the so-called vaccines in the study. So that's the Mac Daddy main one, where, you know, your 18-month-old gets the third round, has a seizure at the hospital or that night and never talks again, or has got to wear a football helmet the rest of their life. I mean, we know in the studies. So what we already know is about to be presented to the world authoritatively with the president and the head of HHS. So, and on the off chance that they cover it up, I will go into complete meltdown mode and go to war with the administration. But it's not going to happen. So there you go. So Big Pharma's at war with them. So we're moving the needle big time. Here's a little clip of Kennedy before we go to break and come back, talking about some of his conversations with Charlie Kirk about the fact that it's a death-defying life we lead taking on the New World Order.
We were talking about the risk that all of us take when we challenge entrenched interests, the physical risk. And he asked me if I was scared of dying. And I said to him, there's a lot worse things than death. And one of those things is if we lost our constitutional rights in this country and that our children were raised as slaves. And
that's what it's all about, folks.
I said to Charlie, I said, sometimes the best consolation we can hope for is that we get to die with our boots on. Well, Charlie died with his boots on, and he died to make sure that we didn't have to undergo those fates that are worse than death. Oh, let's remember Charlie. He was, for those of us who were friends with Charlie, we don't need any more evidence of the love of God, because the evidence, the friendship is the best evidence that God loves us all. Thank you, and God bless you.
Yeah, you got all the black pill people that say everybody's evil administration, it's all bad, it's all fake, there's no good. It's 95% good. It's beautiful. The left, the globalists hate it. It's so real, and we're turning the tide. We'll be right back with massive news on so many fronts. I'm going to get into the Kirk assassination and the fact that it does appear to be a cover-up. Straight ahead. Stay with me. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexfieldstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexfieldstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man. I forgive him.
Very impressive. You know, she's allowed to forgive him. And you really read the Bible closely. You can forgive your trespassers, not give them the hate they want, but there is a time to rise up and kill your enemy. And the law and the public demands that he never be able to get out of prison and hurt people again. So I understand her wishes, And I guess if she gets the prosecutors not to seek it, that's her issue. But he needs to be, if he's proven to be the guy that actually did it, and he's confessed, executed. But that leads us to this issue. Now, there's been a lot of misrepresentation, which is fine with me. I mean, I don't mind criticism. In fact, it just makes the broadcast bigger. From the corporate media, from governments, from the Democratic Party, from Republicans of the past, but also from all the Johnny-come-latelys, thanks to this audience taking action, this broadcast, recognized by the bad guys and good guys, triggering the mass awakening, not just here but around the world. We're right at the center of it. We get more credit than anybody, and we get attacked more than anybody because of it. But all the Johnny-come-latelys, they love to take what I say out of context, 10-second clips, or just flat out lie and say, Jones said we shouldn't investigate any other shooters. Jones said that there's no way Israel was involved. Jones said that the official story's true. Never said any of that. But Charlie's body wasn't even cold two Wednesdays ago, not even 2 weeks, that night, and people were saying Israel killed him. And I just simply said, the left's calling for violence. They wanted him dead. They celebrated it. There is Trantifa. There are these groups. There was all these tranny groups locally that train with weapons saying he'll be dead tomorrow. And I just said, I can't say Israel did it without proof. Oh, my God, we shouldn't look at Israel. Jones works for Israel. He's coming for Israel. That is sick. But that's what you do. And then that same day, Nick Fuentes and the Groypers got blamed by the left and by CNN and then by Bill Maher a few days later. So first, Nick Fuentes is responsible for killing him. And then a few days later, that doesn't work. So now Nick's covering up for Israel. Nick's on, by the way, Wednesday for 2 hours. So that's clearly an operation there. So I have said I will go where the truth leads us. So within a day, 40, 50, 60, then hundreds of millions of views, couldn't keep track of it. A couple, you know, online, blows up video of one of the security people standing beside him. You hear the blast go off. And you see everybody jerk back. He has a cell phone under his arm, goes like that. They go, oh, look, it's a gun. He's the shooter. You can blow it up. It's a cell phone. Then they show another video. Guy, catty corner behind him. Sits there, starts unscrewing a bottle of water. They say that's a gun. You blow it up, it's a bottle of water. And I'm like, hey, doesn't look like this guy's a killer. Oh, my God, you're covering up. No matter what the theory was or who was putting it out, you had to say that these people are guilty even when the facts showed something. Yeah, that's the guy pulling out a bottle of water and unscrewing it. So they blamed him and the guy below him with gray hair with a cell phone up under his arm. You see when he comes down, it's a cell phone. Oh, but now we've moved on from that to the microphone had a gun in it and shot him in the neck. Now you got to believe that or you work for Israel. But let's say there was something else going on there. Okay, then how do you know it's Israel? And my point is not defending Netanyahu, I'm a big critic of. It's like simply saying, you can't just say because you want to believe that that's the case. So, I said day one, and I called my ballistics experts that are in the military, and they actually, one of them called me, Quentin, and he said, sounds like a 30-06 to me, and you can hear the sound of it, and a couple hundred yards. And then indeed, that was what they later came out and said was the issue. And I know the sound sounds like a high-powered rifle to me. But then you see the entrance wound, and it's an entrance wound. If you got shot with a 30-06 in the back or any other high caliber, it's going to blow out the front big time. So you see what appears to be an entrance wound into the front. And then if I simply say, and my sources that are experts more than I, looks like an entry wound from the front, high caliber, up, work for Israel, had to be shot from the back. And I'm just going through all the videos, all the things, and I am simply trying to analyze it as I go and give you my honest answer. You're welcome to disagree with me. But to then by extrapolation say I'm bad because I don't agree with you is crazy. But I'm getting to the meat and potatoes right now. Now, I've said since it came out, they said it was 30-06 the next day, that if you get shot straight on the 30-06 in the neck, and it's not some type of special exploding round, which they have, when it, on impact it mushrooms, it's basically hollow, and they have those. It's beyond a hollow point. Basically, the whole thing's hollow. And those aren't good for long distance. Then unless it was one of those, even a soft point would go all the way through his throat, even through bone, no problem. The neck bones are soft compared to other bone. Unless it's up higher and you're shooting down at an angle, then it would go down into the neck. But on the trajectory I've seen, would blow out high up in the middle of his back from what I've experienced shooting hundreds of deer, hundreds of hogs, dozens of mountain goats, you name it. I blasted it. I've shot buffalo with bows, with rifles. I mean, I back when I used to have time, I've killed a lot of stuff and eaten them, by the way. I never made a big thing about it. You know, it's not my full-time job like Ted Nugent, but I mean, I used to go hunting, 10, 15, 20 times a year, dove, quail. I'd go up to Minnesota and catch walleye, northern, and everything. I mean, I used to be an outdoorsman when I had time. I just said, I got to give this up. So, and here's footage of a 30-06 shooting a gelatin skull with a resin skull similar to bone. You see what a 30-06 does. Now, that's in a head, not in the neck. So, I said, yeah, this doesn't look right. It looks like an entry wound, but why is it blowing out the back? So then Saturday night, the spokesperson for TPUSA, longtime confidant of Charlie Kirk, posted on X, and I'll show you the post, that, oh, I talked to the surgeon, the attending surgeon when Charlie was brought in, from the university there in Utah, just a few minutes after he was shot, 20 minutes after, and he said, it's amazing. You read the full statement. His bone is so hard that when the bullet came in down from an angle, it grazed off and went down his spine and then bounced back up into his neck. So I come out and I say, that sounds like absolute total horse crap. And it gets like 5 million views in an hour. It's like 20 million views an hour or something on X. And I was just, literally driving home and saw the information and stopped and shot a report. Goes ultra viral. Jack Posobiec calls me, goes, hey, the head spokesperson, you know him. We've hung out with him. Great guy. He wants to call you. So I call him. He answers. He says, listen, I want to read to you what the surgeon said to me, but he said, I don't want this out because it's too graphic and I don't want to be macabre here. And I said, listen, I can't do that. People are going to want answers on this. So I can't do this off record. He said, all right, but just please don't say too much. And you have to understand, I'm going and picking up my daughter and, hanging out with my parents and then driving back home. So I'm still in the car about to get home while I'm listening to this call. My, daughter's sitting there next to me, like tugging on my shoulder, asking for a, was there any water in the car or whatever? So I'm sitting there driving, talking to him, and he's reading to me what the attending surgeon said. And it was way more than that. He said, I just don't want to be, ghoulish here. And I said, well, you got to. This is public information. People need to know this. And I said, did they do an autopsy? I don't know. Well, this is the best we got. Okay, you better find out because people want to know. He goes, well, here's what he said. The part I left out is it's at a down angle, and that it grazed off the spine and then went down and then went through three or four, and he named them all. He's reading the report, lumbar, and then hit thicker bone in the sternum, exploded into the heart because it came in on the left side, runs down, explodes. That's what bullets do when they hit thicker bone. Blows out the heart, fragments, and that fragment pieces then shot up through the chest into the neck, which I've gutted plenty of deer and hogs. That's exactly what happens. You shoot them straight on. Bullet goes in, bounces around, blows out the side. I've seen them bounce back out and blow out a shoulder. So I've seen things like this. That's why I normally shoot a hog or a mountain goat or a deer in the shoulder. If they're turned sideways, you get the heart that way. You start shooting heads and shooting straight on, these bullets go all over. I mean, I've shot wild hog before at an angle, and if it comes in at an angle, it bounces off. You'll see like flesh go, but it's the skin off the head, and the hog still runs off because it grazed off and just the pressure makes all the skin blow off, but it didn't go into the skull. If it's already coming at an angle, it just like bounces like skipping rocks on water. And we've got all this footage. Maybe if Rob Dews here, I asked him yesterday to get it, he probably put it in the file, but I used to have it like 15 years ago, a shooting show, and we would shoot 308 tracers, 50 cal tracers, 556 tracers, and you'd see us shooting old cars, barrels, sandbags, you name it, with tracers. We like to do it close to dusk so they'd stand out, and we'll spray a 30-round mag or a 80, you know, round barrel, and we're shooting into something, and a lot of them go in, but others just bounce in all directions. That's what they do. Anybody can go watch tracer footage and see that, understand it. So I'm not poo-pooing this. I don't think TPUSA is trying to cover up. I don't think the surgeon's lying. But I have to say, I'm no ballistics expert. I just understand basic trajectories and what I've seen. And I've looked at the angle. So the bullet's coming down like this, and it comes in at about an angle like this. That would, with a 30-06, I don't see it bouncing off a neck bone. Skull's a lot thicker. And it doesn't really bounce. It's got to be an angle, and then it kind of ricochets. That's what it does. And then it would then just blow out the back at the base of the neck or maybe a little bit lower. Could it come down and then, like the surgeon says, go whoop, and then go down and blow back up? Yeah, I've seen that. But, again, if they're going to kill Kirk, why have it? I mean, what is this? You know, the whole magic bullet thing came because there were a bunch, at least three shooters on JFK in Dallas in 63. So they had to lie and say one bullet made all these changes and made all these wounds and did all this ridiculous stuff. Why, if you're shooting someone with a 30-06 and it looks like an entry wound, what is the point? Well, the argument is he really got shot from behind, and so it was a smaller caliber, and that's why it does look like a big entry wound, but not an exit wound. I mean, it is a big, it goes, you know, show Charlie getting killed. I hate showing it, but I mean, it looks like an entry wound, but like a 338 Lapua at least. That's what I said the day we saw it. We had it by that night. I'm like, that looks big. It's not an exit wound, which is, but it's still big for an entry wound. And I think I sent you guys this Saturday and Sunday. I said, oh man, there's so much to get to keep track of, but I've seen other people blow up video where they're claiming that he's being shot on the right back side of the neck and then it's coming out here. And they show the skin moving to say that's where it hits. But if you look, it looks like a frontal shot. You see the shockwave through the neck going up and then over the shirt, which is what a frontal shot would do. So I don't know. The answer is I don't just take, oh, I'm going to say the security guard shot him when it looks like a cell phone, or the guy with a water bottle shot him. And I certainly can't go, oh, Israel did it without the proof. I don't know. And I've been looking at every angle of this, trying to figure it out. And I believe the surgeon told TPUSA spokesperson this. I don't think his best buddy killed him. Andrew Colvin is a very genuine guy. I know him well. And is really freaked out. I don't think the surgeon's in on this, but I got to tell you, I don't see a 30-06 from 200 yards coming in. This is the angle. The round's at full power till 300 yards, depending on the grain, but it's full power 200. We'll show you video, and I've done this myself, because we've got old junkyards and stuff out at our ranch, and these are old trucks that are steel. And you shoot 300 Win Mags, 338 Lapuas, 50 cals, 30-06s, they just go right through the trucks, folks. Right through the beds, both sides, right through the doors, both sides. I've shot elk, with 300 Win Mags at 500, 600 yards, side on, right through them. I've shot buffalo right through. And a buffalo is like 3 feet across, 4 feet. And now if it hits a bone, you'll have three blowouts. You shoot a buffalo with a 300 Win Mag at 500 yards, right into the side of the shoulder, it'll go through the heart and lungs, blood sprays out, just like Charlie. It'll, you know, boom. Sometimes they'll get back up for a minute. And when you get over to them, they're laying over. And one time, there was like three holes on the other side because the bullet hit ribs and stuff and just blew out. And we'll show you footage of shooting steel. And, you know, I mean, you know, people shoot bone and a target and then as a test, and then it hits and then blows a 4-inch hole. That's what it does because the bullet broke up. Why do you shoot just a bone to test it out? A cow bone is what they did. And then 2 inches behind it, it hits steel and blows a 4-inch hole because the round fragments. So I'll tell you this. We need all this published. We need all this brought out. We need to find out, was there an autopsy? If there wasn't, that's cover-up town. That'd be the FBI ordering that. And if they tried, like with JFK, where they dropped a bullet they pulled out with pliers, see the plier marks, the bullet hadn't hit anything. It wasn't mushroomed. It wasn't damaged. The famous magic bullet they dropped on the stretcher wasn't even damaged. Ladies and gentlemen, you shoot flesh, a full metal jacket deforms some. You shoot it with a soft point, it explodes. You hit bone, it explodes in all directions. So, yeah, now that they say this, and now that the surgeon says that they found the bullet back up in the neck and it bounced back up, but said it exploded into the heart and fragmented. Does he mean a fragment? I believe that. But if they pull out some bullet that's even just mushroomed, that's impossible because once it starts bouncing around, it disintegrates. I mean, I could have sat there with all these random, you know, tapes that came out and said, this guy's guilty, that guy's guilty. I'd be the king of the world if I said Netanyahu did it. I'm not going to sit here without evidence and lie to people. The answer is I don't know exactly what happened, but the official story now does not add up at all with everything else we got. And we're honing in on exactly what's happening. But if they produce some bullet that's just bent up or something or mushroomed, you know you're being lied to. Because there's no way a bullet went in, hit the spine, grazed off, went down, because that can happen, hits a bunch of bone, doesn't explode, and then bounces back up in the neck. Yeah, something goes down, hits, fragments go up. That's absolutely how it works. You ought to see some of these animals I've gutted with a high-caliber rifle. If it hits bone, doesn't go through, it just stuffs all over. Lungs are blown out, heart pieces everywhere. It's really hard to even keep the meat in those areas because there's pieces of metal in all of it. Anybody that knows that, that's why real hunters want to use the smallest round they can. They want meat because you'll fry the meat with a high-powered rifle if you're shooting a smaller whitetail or whatever, or mule deer or whatever. I mean, I've killed so many whitetail with 5.56, and you save all the meat. In fact, I like shooting them if you really want the meat with a 308 full metal jacket. Because then you just got a clear hole right through and they're dead. You got to shoot them right in the heart to do it. But that's what a real sportsman does. So I want to get Candace Owens' response to this. We've got that coming up and a lot more. But let's go ahead and play clip 17, where a popular former military podcaster, and I totally agree with him, is breaking down some of this and did an excellent job laying it out. Here it is.
You know how many people hunt out there and know exactly what a 30-06 round does to an elk skeleton or bone? We're not dumb. This ain't going to work. This man of steel, his bone density, let's talk about this, okay? Let's talk about some things that a 30-06 can do. From out to about 400 to 500 yards, a 30-06 can penetrate elk bone. Why is that significant? Elk bone is significantly more dense and strong than human bone. Why? Because elk get up to almost 1,000 pounds. And so the bone has to be extremely dense to carry that much weight. Now, let's compare it to human, okay? Well, for one, let's talk about where Charlie got shot. He got shot here in the carotid. If that did hit a vertebrae in his neck, let's understand that neck vertebrae is some of the most fragile bone in the human body because it's so flexible to handle what we do with our neck. So what they're telling you is a 30-06 round, which can blow through elk bone, was stopped by Charlie Kirk's neck and a vertebrae. If you believe that, God bless your little heart. Now let's look at this actual ballistics test. All right, so we're going to watch a video from U.S. Overwatch. He just put out this a day ago. Very good video. Let's check it out. I'll put his link in the pinned comment in the description if you want to watch the whole video.
So our first shot will be a cold bore shot, and we will just see what kind of results we are able to duplicate.
All right, so he's got some very thick bone here across the strap of this dummy. Obviously, this would be far thicker and stronger than a human vertebrae in the neck. Let's see what this 30-06 rounds does to it. Wow. All right, from this angle, as you can see here. Huh. Not only does it go through that bone, it explodes the bone, blows through the dummy. Also, as we'll see here in a second, blows through the wall behind it.
Like we did kind of also think, the bone stood no chance against a 30 caliber round traveling at that high of a velocity. So now we're going to give it a reset it back up and put the ballistic plate in front of it and see if we can't duplicate that shot as well.
Right now he actually shoots a ballistic plate with 30-06 round. Destroys the plate. Says that he's there, just ripped the entire half of that plate off. So there you go, guys. You just saw, I mean, right there for you, 30-06 round. Damage it's going to do, went through way bigger bone than a vertebrae, through the dummy, through the wall. Blew the entire top section of that ballistic plate off. But Charlie Kirk's neck, flesh and a little vertebrae, stopped that round.
I mean, this is a cluster, F-U-CK. I don't even know what to say at this point. And people are getting mad at TPUSA. This is what the surgeon told them. Now, again, I've seen 30-06 go in an angle and do stuff like this. But very, very, very rare. And then they say they found the whole bullet. That's the story now. They've come out and said we have the whole bullet. That is bull crap, even if it was Full Metal Jacket. We got Candace Owens and her take on this and more. So much and a bunch of huge guests today straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feeds at Real Hawk Jones right now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
frustrated by lack of action against the deep state and lack of arrest. Trump is even more frustrated, as I told you 4 months ago. Now he's publicly excoriated Bondi. That's coming up next segment. But Nate Caracci, we're getting him on the show tomorrow. Really smart ballistics guy. We just showed his clip. We do have the man who has the longest sniper kill, 2.2 miles, in world history. Canadian Special Forces, Delta Force equivalent, Dallas Alexander. To give us his take, Tom Renz on the huge medical announcement of RFK Jr. coming up, and the Charlie Kirk Act with So Draconian. Mark Mitchell, the top pollster in the world, from Rasmussen, hands down the most accurate, on Trump getting a 9-point bump, and so much more. But here's Candace Owens, and I like Candace a lot. You know, I think she's a little too aggressive with other fellow patriots and stuff, but I get it. She's pissed off. She has a lot of courage. And she's been saying day one she thinks it's Israel, basically. And I've just said, hey, I haven't seen that proof. Maybe there's proof somebody else was involved. Now there's proof there's cover-up. I'll get more into that. But here's what she had to say about it.
I'm not trying to be the heir to Turning Point USA. I kind of like my life. I don't want to take money from donors, okay, because they do what they did to Charlie. They're not buying, they're not donating money to charity because they view it as a charity. They're doing it because they want to purchase your voice. That's it. And I don't want to give mine up. But what these people are telling me is a very dark story that involves these donors, sponsors, influencers, a takeover of sorts that I think was happening right under Charlie's nose. And I want to say this formally as we keep investigating this. I believe that Charlie Kirk was betrayed by people who are close to him. Based on what I have seen thus far, the evidence, the quote-unquote receipts that require a way deeper investigation into the apparatus, the financial apparatus at Turning Point, there was definitely some weird activity leading up to this moment happening at the organization.
Pause. And let's call balls and strikes on this. He set it up as a donor organization to promote conservatism and voting and anti-communism 12 years ago. So, but it's true that then donors try to put an influence, and Kirk talked about how the donors were getting mad at him over not being totally pro whatever Netanyahu wanted to do. So that's all true. And then she says there's a takeover under his nose, kind of like at Veritas with O'Keefe. Okay, then what's the evidence of that? And I'm not saying she's mad. I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm just saying some of it we have evidence, some of it we don't. Maybe she's right about it all. But there was a fight with the donors, so I'm the guy who'll just show the clip. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I do. I'm neurotic about it. But definitely she was still talking to Charlie. I know that. And so the claims of that aren't true. And, you know, we love Candace, so we're not attacking her. I'm just trying to analyze every point of this as honest as I can. Let's go back to it.
There was definitely some weird activity leading up to this moment happening at the organization, and I've been able to verify it. I have been given names, and I intend to now embark on this lengthier investigation, which I need more help on. I've reached out to some journalists. I'm sharing the information with them, and I think we're going to discover that this was ugly, uglier than we could have ever imagined, okay? There is a fear here that we are all perceiving, a desperation almost to end the investigation. The smears are becoming radical. You can't just pretend Candace hasn't spoken to Charlie Kirk in years, but they're doing it. And they're trying to be convincing and shocked and putting this out. I've never stopped talking to Charlie. I mean, yesterday...
All right, well, let's stop right here. You know, I think Candace is a great lady. We first pretty much discovered her with Paul Watson. I did find it interesting. I'd like her to respond to this, though. She put out reports, basically, when Kennedy was about to be confirmed, RFK, that somehow he was connected to Epstein. We're about to hear about it and other stuff. We never did. It's funny, the timing of that right before his confirmation. I'd like her to bring us back to that, though, about Kennedy and Epstein. I want to see that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guaranteed, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just spent a whole most of the last hour on the fact that you don't get shot straight on with a 30-odd six at 200 yards and not have it go right through your neck, right through elephant bone like butter. All right? And you have the surgeon telling TPUSC spokesperson that it was down at an angle, so it grazed off and went down the spine, but blew out his lumbar, which you see his hands go, which would mean being paralyzed, spine destroyed, that it bounced off some thicker bone, blew back up, but they found the bullet in his neck. No, that bullet's in a bunch of pieces. That's what 30-odd six rounds do. I'm not saying the surgeon's bad. I'm not saying TPUSC is bad. I'm just saying that's horse crap. And it looks like an entry wound to me from the front. So I'm just calling balls and strikes. You can make up your own mind out there. But you add the ChatGPT-style letter to his boyfriend that was a tranny, supposedly, and all the weird anomalies on the roof, and it's all stacking up. And then this, and then I'm done for now talking about this until we have a world's top sniper joining us to give his take, which I don't even know his take yet. We had him on right after Charlie got killed, just talking about the general issues. I didn't check with him about his view before I get him on, because I don't have a view. I'm having experts on to have a discussion and a brainstorm, like we're a bunch of police detectives at headquarters in their wargaming in a conference room with the files. So people go like, what's going on with your show? You got this view, you got that view, and then you got a... Yeah, because it's not agenda-driven other than the truth. So if you're looking for mindless crap, oh, a security guard shot him. The guy's got a cell phone under his arm. He hears the shot. You just blamed an innocent man. Shame on you. Now they've moved on from that because it's horse crap, because they released the HD video. Now the guy's got a bottle of water unscrewing it. Oh, it's a gun. You can't just accuse innocent people of murder. Now it's a gun in his microphone that shot him. Little bitty microphone. Oh, that's got a gun barrel in it? And whatever the new theory is, I'm supposed to just say, that's it. Absolutely, that's it. Not going to do it. But I'm burning up the phones to guys I know that are FBI ballistics experts in their schools, trying to get them to talk to me because they've got the best ballistics group in the world. You trust the FBI? No, I mean those guys that were formerly in there. I want to talk to them. I had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, the guy that exposed the FBI crime lab engaged in fraud, the head of the crime lab, many times. I mean, I'm saying they're the whistleblowers. I want to talk to them. But regardless, the left called for his death. The left celebrated his death. The left went and attacked a wedding at a country club screaming Free Palestine, shooting and killing people. They shot up an ABC facility news because they fired, I mean, no, the left wants violence. So, you know, the next 10, 20 tranny killings, the next burn down a city, you know, ICE being shot at, ICE facilities getting shot, cinder blocks being thrown on their cars, is that Netanyahu? It's not about defense of Netanyahu, it's about this mental illness, like Kirk's body's not even cold. It's Netanyahu, and you must agree with that. Or you work for Netanyahu. Well, you work for Captain Kangaroo then. But I broke this last week, and I got it from high-level White House sources, and I confirmed it with others that were there, that they said, we don't want accomplices. This wasn't Trump. I mean, people at the White House heard this when they were having DOJ meetings. We're going with the lone gunman. We're not really going after the accomplices, because Trump had said, I want the Trantifa. I want the six trannies that said, Charlie be dead tomorrow. I want them SWAT teamed. I want them arrested. And the word went out, no, we're not doing what the big guy wants as usual. We're going with this story and that. And then 2 days after I came out with that, Kash Patel comes out and says, oh, no, we're looking at all the angles, and we're looking at multiple shooters. And Dan Bongino, I sent you guys a clip. I didn't see it on my list. It's like a 15-minute clip. Pull that up for me. I'll send it again if you don't have it. I shouldn't see it on my list. Or just go to X and type in, Bongino says they're looking at the crowd helping the shooter. Well, you say you want a conspiracy? Yeah. They're like, yay, yay, cheering. They're not scared when it happens. Two people say they killed him and said we did it as a diversion for the shooter. Yeah, there's your conspiracy right there. And it's crickets on that. Absolute, total, and complete crickets. So, yeah. It doesn't look like a cover-up. It is a cover-up. A cover-up of what? I'm not exactly sure. And maybe it was Netanyahu. If we find out, we'll report it. My God, they do plenty of evil. Fine. I just refuse to reach into my ass and pull things out and say, here's the proof. But as we learn more, we'll actually do our due diligence, do our research, look at it. So remember this report? FBI actively covering up any evidence that Tyler Robbins had help, according to White House and DHS sources. A few days after we come out with that, breaking, Kash Patel confirms FBI investigating all theories surrounding Kash, Charlie Kirk's assassination, including accomplices, Discord chats, bullet angle, shot location, weapon transport, and potential hand signals. Oh, of his longtime security that have hand signals about people in the crowd to watch and look at? People go, oh, look, hand signals. Oh, you're about to kill him? You do hand signals? They're doing hand signals all the time for checking the crowd and things to do. That's what the military does. But don't worry, he just gave credence to that. Oh, we'll look into his crew, too, you know, because everybody wants that. Whatever school of conspiracy you are, we'll look into that. You can look at other TPUSA events. There's a big crowd. They're nervous. They're doing all the hand signs. Doesn't matter. His crew murdered him. And they work for Benjamin Netanyahu. It's evil. So that's the facts on that. We'll continue to break it all down. You know, here's Roger Stone's article. Tyler Robbins and Charlie Kirk's lone nut assassin or another federal patsy. That's days before Patel responded. That's what we're really saying and doing. Looking at all the angles, looking at the evidence. People say, we say, don't look at Israel. People say, we say it was a lone gunman. People say, we say the official story is true. No, the official story hasn't been adding up, but we don't know what really happened exactly. We're honing in, so we're not going to tell you our views on something when we don't know. That's called lying. I want to be tomorrow's news today. I want to be accurate. I want to be on target. That's what we do. That's our North Star. That's our plan. By the way, I'm going to go to break here in a moment. I'm going to find that Bongino clip because I thought I sent it. But he's on Fox yesterday going, oh, no, we're looking at the crowd helping him. You're looking at the crowd helping him? You got multiple people, including some famous leftist activists, saying, I staged, screaming, I killed him so the guy could get away. How the hell do you know what's about to happen? All these leftists were celebrating, laughing, weren't scared, while everybody else was hiding under tables and behind concrete columns. And then, why aren't they being called in? Why aren't the six Trantifa that said he'll be dead tomorrow, why haven't they been SWAT teamed? I talked to the White House, they said, because they want it shut, not Trump, the people, the DOJ, want it shut down. They want to say it's this one guy. No, clearly he had help, and that points towards local leftists. So why isn't that being covered? I'm going to give the crew the exact headline again. Exact headline again. On X this morning, I sent it. Was it on my list? Maybe it was. Bongino, FBI looking at shooter having help in the crowd. Pretty simple. Say it again. 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 Bongino. Fox News, FBI looking at shooter, Kirk shooter having help with the crowd. I'm going to find that clip. We're going to get it for you. Don't you worry. I'll get it. But first, I want to shift gears now and talk about the big picture. Because we have the left calling for violence. We have them celebrating violence. We have Trantifa shooting up Catholic schools and churches and Protestant schools and all the rest of it all over the place. And shooting up a wedding in a country club and killing people yesterday, and shooting up ABC and arresting trannies planning to kill senators and all their stuff. But we're told none of that exists. And there's no Islamic threat either, because if you admit there's an Islamic threat, well, Israel's worried about that, so now you're with Israel. No, Netanyahu wants to send the Gazans here. It's the opposite. We got to fight them over here so they don't come over here. We got to fight them over there so they don't come to us. It's the globalists and the NGOs shipping them all here. Netanyahu wants to ship them here. Just because I don't support what Israel's doing in Netanyahu doesn't mean I embrace Ilhan Omar and the New World Order and Islam and all the rest of it. So as I said, as the memorial started yesterday, I said this is about a renaissance, rekindling of the West, relaunching of a revival and recognizing the greatness of the West. As Jim Morrison said, the West is the best and it'll do the rest. So that is what this is all about. And make no mistake, they do want to kill us, as Elon Musk said. Make no mistake, Charlie Kirk was promoting the light, so the darkness came to kill him. So make no mistake, whoever really killed Charlie Kirk or whatever their thing is, the left called for his death, they're celebrating, and this is what they want to do, and they're doing it all over the place. Did Netanyahu shoot up the Border Patrol facility? Did he shoot up the ICE facility? Did he kill all those people at church meetings? Did they go into the Catholic churches? Did they shoot white people just driving in their pickup trucks? Did Netanyahu break down Tucker Carlson's door in D.C.? No, they did it. The point is, that's its own separate evil, like the Chi-Coms. And you got to be concerned about it. Here's Stephen Miller on the return of the West and this seismic event.
Hello, Turning Point. Hello, patriots. Hello to our fearless president, Donald J. Trump. And hello to millions of Americans all across this land who are gathered in sadness and sorrow to mourn Charlie Kirk, but also to dedicate ourselves to finishing his mission and achieving victory in his name. The day that Charlie died, the angels wept, but those tears have been turned into fire in our hearts. And that fire burns with a righteous fury that our enemies cannot comprehend or understand. When I see Erica and her strength and her courage, I'm reminded of a famous expression. The storm whispers to the warrior that you cannot withstand my strength. And the warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Erica is the storm. We are the storm. And our enemies cannot comprehend our strength, our determination, our resolve, our passion. Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. Erica stands on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy. And we will devote the rest of our lives to finishing the causes for which Charlie gave his last measure of devotion. You cannot defeat us. You cannot slow us. You cannot stop us. You cannot deter us. We will carry Charlie and Erica in our heart every single day and fight that much harder because of what you did to us. You have no idea the dragon you have awakened. You have no idea how determined we will be to save this civilization, to save the West, to save this republic. Because our children are strong, and our grandchildren will be strong, and our children's children's children will be strong. And what will you leave behind? Nothing. Nothing. To our enemies, you have nothing to give, you have nothing to offer, you have nothing to share, but bitterness. We have beauty, we have light, we have goodness, we have determination, we have vision, we have strength. We built the world that we inhabit now, generation by generation, and we will defend this world. We will defend goodness, we will defend light, we will defend virtue. You cannot terrify us, you cannot frighten us, you cannot threaten us, because we are on the side of goodness, we are on the side of God. And to my friend Charlie, to my brother Charlie, I know you are looking at us right now. I know you're watching Erica right now. I know you're watching your children right now. And I promise you, my friend, I promise you, my brother, we will prove worthy of your sacrifice. We will prove worthy of your time on earth. We will make you proud. We will finish the job. We will defeat the forces of darkness and evil. And we will stand every day for what is true, what is beautiful, what is good. And we will achieve victory for our children, for our families, for our civilization, and for every patriot who stands with us. God bless you. God bless Turning Point. God bless Erica. God bless the Kirk family. God bless our heroes. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
All right. I want to explain something to Black Pillars. They think everything's fake, everything's rigged, everything's evil. But you're holy. Everybody else is bad because you sit in your basement. You don't come out and relaunch the family in Jesus Christ and Western civilization and the stand against evil if you're evil. It mobilizing, buoying people to the conflict, to the war, raising the alarm, blowing the trumpets, lighting the watchtowers, and then actually cutting off the NGO funding and shutting down the border and going after the election fraud and cutting off the fentanyl. This is real. It's not perfect because we're humans, but they're making a real effort. So are we. And this revival and churches full of people and people understanding it's a fight between good versus evil. This is real. You don't do these things. You don't have the president talking about we need Jesus Christ and the Secretary of Defense and all of them. That countermands in the public, changing the people. They don't want you empowered. You don't do that if you're serving the devil. These actions are real. This is a real attempt to save this country and the world. All right. We're going to go to break. The press conference with Caroline Leavitt is ongoing live. I'm told it's very powerful. We're going to cue it back to the start of questions when we come back from break. I'm just not going to plug. It's fine. I don't have the paper. It's fine. I mean, anyways, back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a total war, and we're actually starting to have big victories. And you got all these armchair quarterbacks that just sit around and bitch all day and make up a bunch of stuff and innuendo, and then even attack all the main patriot leaders that are battle-hardened and been through hell. And it isn't about me not being able to take it. It's about the scumbaggery of all these Johnny-come-latelys that are just grifting and trying to jack into the liberty movement and then sit there like they're the people that have always been there fighting while they attack all the key people that are scarred and marred from the wars against the tyrants. That's what's so crazy. I mean, you understand, if we don't save civilization, if the Trump plan doesn't go through, if we're not successful, if the dollar dies, which we were positioned for, and they have the Great Reset design world collapse to bring us under the total control, do you know how hellish things are going to be? Do you know how horrible things are going to be? I mean, we're facing existential real threats at every single level. And we have real people in there doing their best to try to right the ship and save the country. So we need prayers out there for President Trump and for his cabinet, and prayers for those of us like InfoWars and TPUSA at the tip of the spear. And you have to realize your human agency that God gave you, your will to carry out the destiny he's given you, that now is the time. Now is the maximum effort. Now is the heart of the war for the future of humanity. It is so incredible. It is such an amazing time to be alive. And they're getting ready to come out and expose the shots and the Tylenol and the pesticides that are all the studies together as a cocktail. Because boys have a blood-brain barrier, half the power of a woman. That's why almost 90% of the autism is in boys. And you're about to see that. And we already knew it, but now it's about to be out in the open. Can you imagine this a year ago? Can you imagine this 6 months ago? Could you imagine all the incredible things we're seeing where the truth comes out and President Trump's handing good people the ball? And the vaccine mandate's killed, and all of it. It is incredible, and I'm thankful to God every single moment for it. We'll come back with the press conference, special guests, so much more today. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feeds now.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high-quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
President Trump is on record saying he didn't understand how government worked. He got totally conned. He got manipulated. And now he put in people that said when they were given the evidence of mass criminal activity by the Democrats, which we have in spades, they would prosecute. And so far they've had to remove a whole bunch of U.S. attorneys. But even when the grand juries come back and say, yeah, we're ready to indict, they block it. Last week in Virginia, they removed the U.S. attorney. They were about to remove him, he resigned. So that's why the Democrats are so dangerous. It's why they're turning up the heat with violence. It's why they're calling for violence, is because they know big changes are in the works. And you saw Trump come out over the weekend and post on Truth Social, hey, Pam, what's your problem? You've been given all the evidence. Why aren't you indicting these people? Starting with Letitia James. So see, that's the difference, is they're actually trying to indict these people. And the corporate media, oh, he's political. Oh, he's going to persecute his enemies. Oh, we're scared because it's happening. But with that comes all of the intense danger Because the deep state isn't going to sit there idly by. Because as soon as a Brennan or a Clapper or a Comey or even Letitia James gets indicted, they never believe that would ever happen. They believe they're still in control of the Justice Department. As soon as they know that, like a house of cards, the sinking ship will go under the waves. And I told you 4 months ago, Trump is screaming at people at White House meetings. You can pull up specifically saying, I want it now. You've got the evidence. Tulsi Gabbard's released it. You get them. Congress has released it. It goes on and on. Congress is doing its job. The committees are doing its job. The Director of National Intelligence is doing their job. FBI Arctic Frost probe targeted nearly 100 GOP groups, including Charlie Kirk's TPUSA. As Charlie recently said, he was so happy when Trump won because they're trying to put him in prison with grand juries. No grand juries open on the Democrats when Trump was in. Hundreds open trying to find something on me and everybody else. So that's where we are here. FBI's Trump probe, Arctic Frost, also investigated Charlie Kirk's TPUSA, Grassley reveals. They were investigating everybody. An FBI investigation launched in the wake of the 2020 election scrutinized nearly 100 Republican and GOP-aligned groups or people. Remember, total war on a political party, including Turning Point USA, co-founded by slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Unclassified Bureau files revealed show. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa published the files related to the people, codenamed Arctic Frost, during a panel hearing. Some examples of the groups Christopher Wray sought that he said he wasn't targeting testimony to place under political investigation included Republican National Committee, the one outlaw Republican Party, Republican Attorney General Association, and Trump political groups, Grassley went on. So they declared war on us to outlaw us with no evidence. What they did is the crime. They're caught red-handed. And who was first in the documents declassified this year? Alex Jones. Patient zero, as they say. The epicenter, the detonator. Here's the Judiciary Committee document, if you'd like to pull it up. ICYMI, Grassley exposes Biden FBI targeting upwards of 100 conservative groups. Now, then you read these headlines, it makes more sense. Trump demands that Bondi move now to prosecute foes. You mean the people that committed the attempted coups and the crimes and the persecution? You mean that? Trump urges Justice Department to prosecute political opponents. No. Let's translate that Wall Street Journal or BBC, all the same headline, BS. Trump urges Justice Department to prosecute deep state caught red-handed in weaponization of the Justice Department to attempt a coup against America and arrest the political opposition. Trump blasts Bondi, all talk, no action on guilty as hell Schiff, Comey, James. So as I first reported 4 months ago, Trump's preparing to remove not only AG Pam Bondi, but all of the cowardly leadership of the Justice Department and FBI that refused to do their job. Trump's postal through social excoriating Bondi was no mistake. America needs a bulldog that will take on the globalist deep state head on, not an establishment lapdog. America has reached its do-or-die moment. And here's Trump's statement excoriating Bondi. Told you! So that's why this has gotten so intense. And the more hardcore Trump gets, the more he gets support. Trump pulls off massive turnaround, up 10 points in just 4 days. And we have the head of Rasmussen Polling, the best polling agency in the world, the most accurate on record, joining us the last 30 minutes of the fourth hour today to talk about this rocket fuel . But let's talk about this. I was the first to break 2.5 months ago that in Virginia they've opened grand juries on Letitia James. And now the Gateway Pundit got leaked, I wonder by who, the actual indictment forms and the prosecution plan of the Justice Department and Ed Martin's task force on Letitia James. Letitia James' indictment, here's the prosecution memorandum for federal and state charges, particularly in Virginia, but they're hitting her in New York, you name it. They have her red-handed in mortgage fraud, listing a whole bunch of houses as primary residence, listing things as single-family dwelling homes that are apartments. We have her. And so now, to put pressure on Bondi, people in the Justice Department have leaked that not just the U.S. attorney in Virginia refused to go with the indictment because they can sit on it. Now we get to see the actual proof. This is an information war. Did you see this 8 years ago? Did you see prosecution files for indictment? No, you didn't even see grand juries. Now you're getting the files in live time. Trump's going to war, baby. And I predict, as I said 6 months ago, within 6 months, if Pam Bondi and Cash Patel don't have major indictments on the table, done, launched, delivered, they'll be removed. And Trump's the chief law enforcement officer. He can do that if he wants. This idea of, oh, a president can't direct the Justice Department. It's supposed to be independent. Horse fucking shit. Obama and then Biden directed the Justice Department and coordinated it with illegal stuff they did. This is legal. So Trump needs to stop being worried about it. Oh, I don't know what's going on in the investigations. Meanwhile, you know, he sends a memo out to her and somebody publishes it to try to embarrass him. Don't be embarrassed of that. That's good. Do a national televised address. Say you want them all arrested. Announce you're purging the leadership of the DOJ. Make. And I don't get him in trouble. He didn't call for this. I said, what about this? Don't you dare. Let's not make Ed Martin the Attorney General. Let's make the Missouri AG the Attorney General, which I know he's lined up for, or Deputy Director. That's why he's there now. But they brought him in to be Deputy Director, Co-Director. Let's make Ken Paxton the AG. You want to see real shit bricks getting shit, this is what you do. The difference is, Trump isn't even a year in. What, he's 7.5, 8 months in, and he ain't waiting. Just like Star Wars Episode 4. It's cheesy, but I use it. Everybody knows it. Death Star comes in out of hyperspace, but it's got to orbit the planet to blow up the moon. So it comes in, and you got 30 minutes to orbit the gas giant to shoot the moon. Yavin. And we got the X-Wings launched out there. That's Trump and all of us are the X-Wings. All of you and our families are the base on Yavin. And the Death Star is orbiting the planet at maximum velocity. We got 3 years to blow them politically, nonviolently to Hades. We should create an AI version of the Battle of the Death Star, the Death Star destruction, and like put our people into it, because that's what this is. And we, you know, people think, oh, Jones, you're so great. Oh, Charlie Kirk. Oh, Trump. Thanks for being out there fighting, and we're so glad. Dude, you're in as much danger as we are. They just got to get through us to get to you. Yeah, we're in the X-Wings hitting the Death Star 30 minutes ahead of it, destroying all of us. We're not fighting these people because we hate them. Though we do, we're fighting them because we love those of you back at home at the base that they're going to vaporize as soon as they're clear to fire. You think they were bad before? You ain't seen nothing yet. So here it is, Letitia James' indictment. Here are the prosecution memorandum for federal charges and state charges. Isn't it nice to have these? A prosecution memorandum in an internal legal document prepared by prosecutors that summarizes the facts, law, reasoning, support by recommending against bringing criminal charges. You know, I don't know who leaked this, but I don't think it was Ed Martin. Trump, in fact, I know. I wasn't told. I know. Trump gave this to Gateway Pundit. Notice what he said on Saturday to Pam Bondi. He goes, we got all the proof. We got her owning all these houses, saying they're all primary residences. We got her saying they're single-dwelling homes and they're apartment complexes. She indicted me for stuff I didn't do. Indict her. God dog it, I just dropped my water. Son of a goblet. The point is that it just hit me. Trump leaked this. Guaranteed. And he should leak it. He's the one that's allowed to leak it. We elected him as the chief executive officer. The only person in America elected by everybody. Elected by the whole country. There's one office that happens in. Because somebody's got to have the buck stopped with them. So Trump's like, you've seen the indictments. You've seen the proof. Why aren't you doing this? Why'd your U.S. attorney not do it? Get your ass together. A prosecution memorandum is an internal legal document prepared by prosecutors that summarizes the facts, law, and reasoning supporting or recommending against bringing criminal charges, but it recommends bring them. It's not filed in court, rather, is an internal document the prosecutors use to guide decision-making. Below is a mock prosecution memorandum that could easily be used to consider charges against New York Attorney General Letitia James, which is what Trump talks about in his letter to Pam Bondi. Prosecution memorandum, United States versus Letitia James, prepared for Eastern District of Virginia, where they just removed the U.S. Attorney. The U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, for both. Date, September 21st, 2025. So they just renamed it. It's an older memo. The memorandum addresses potential federal, Commonwealth of Virginia, and New York state charges against Letitia James, Attorney General of New York, arising out of an alleged 43-year pattern of mortgage-related fraud and false filings, the investigative reporting of Joel Gilbert, as well as Sam Antar, provides documentary evidence, as well as analysis suggesting that James repeatedly misrepresented the legal status of her properties, particularly the five-unit apartment buildings and single-dwelling homes. And it just goes on from there. Read the whole thing. They have video. They have documents. They gave it to the Justice Department. You know what's going on. You don't think I was just up in D.C. a few weeks ago to play Tiddlywinks either, do you? Go read it. It goes on and on and on. Go read the proof with video links, all of it, all proven. Open and shut. She says it's a single dwelling home. She says it's a primary residence. She's got a whole bunch of primary residents. That's IRS fraud. That's mortgage fraud. And then there's fraud on top of it saying it's a single family home when there's five people, five different apartments, six different apartments. You want to indict Trump for made-up stuff? We got your ass, you fat-ass, ugly witch. You Soros piece of crap that said, I'm running for office because I'm going to find something and throw Donald Trump's ass in prison. The grand juries this woman got opened on me. It's a whole other story. The amounts of money and time and energy we had to spend proving ourselves innocent to these federal and state grand juries, which my lawyers have begged me not to talk about. This woman has tried to put my ass in prison. She's a disgusting pig. I'm as straight as an arrow. Evidence by all the attacks, and they couldn't even get their controlled grand juries to indict me because they were like, what the hell has this guy done? So I don't need to sit there and feel sorry for Trump, which I do. I have literally been chewed on by this witch. I have literally crawled the same ground and dirt and been stomped on like Trump by the very same people. I know all about it because I've had them kick me in the teeth and the balls and the guts and my family. And if there is a God, and there is, these people need to be indicted. And unlike with Trump, we got so much proof, we will send her fat, disgusting, communist, Soros, bloated ass to prison. I am not going to lay down to these people. But you got all these other people in the FBI and the DOJ that go, oh, Trump will be gone soon. They'll get in. They'll come after us. Let's have dinner with the opposition and make deals that they'll be nice to us later. This is the type of scum we have. We're under attack. They're coming for our children's genitals. They're literally starting World War III. They're destroying the country. They're running around annihilating everything. And then we're supposed to be cowardly and go kiss their asses and take money from them and sell out to them. And they've come to me years ago over and over again. Oh, you want 20 million. Oh, you want 50 million a year. Oh, God, we'll give you anything. Just join us. And my answer is Tony Montana. Not just no, fuck no. You think I'm a worm like you? Think I'm going to molest kids? Think I'm going to be part of your transgenderism? You think I'm going to be part of breaking up families? Think I'm going to be part of shipping fentanyl in? Think I'm going to be part of screwing me? Listen, no women, no kids. In a war all day long, I'll fight other men on the other side in a war. But when you lose your instincts and you crap all over your own country and you engage in targeting children and you engage in the destruction of the currency and the very nation because it gives you power because you're a piece of crap and you persecute Bolsonaro and you persecute Trump and you persecute all these other leaders and you just think you can run on forever because we're all a bunch of cowards like you. At a certain point, you run into a brick wall of people that are done bending over and done kissing your ass and done being your slave. That's why I see these Black Lives Matter funded by Soros, the Democrats, or these black leaders. That's not black people. They're paid. Kill the white people. They're the problem. We're not slaves. Destroy America. America ain't perfect, baby, but who do you think's running that? They want the due process and the basic protections we got gone. Because once America's gone, folks, if you think you've been getting screwed, if you think you've had problems, if you think the world ain't been fair, baby, you ain't got no idea where you're going to be when the defense shields fold. And just like a cheesy Star Trek analogy, the shields are low, the shields are failing. They're going down, they're going down. And Trump is in there desperately swinging for the fences, doing everything he can to prop this son of a bitch down because all of his earnings and his wealth and his family is based on us being secure. He's a hospitality guy. If we go into the Great Reset and there's none of that, this dystopia, he's like, why would we want to have endless war? Why would we want to release bioweapons? Why would we want famine? Why would we want people poor? Well, because it makes these rich people feel more powerful. Because they're jackasses. But let me tell you what's really going on. You got the trillions of dollars stolen under Biden. About $2 trillion. Not just through USA or the Department of Energy or the EPA, all of it. It's over $2 trillion. And only about 7%, depending on the study you look at, this is 7%. 93% of the stolen money went to Democrats. But you got key Republicans that play ball. And there's other Republicans, once they get in, they act like patriots, then they can go meet with the lawyers and the law firms that come around. They go, well, if you're nice to me, I'll kind of forget about this, you know, $20 billion you stole here, or $10 billion there, or $5 billion there. And then all of a sudden, your wife or husband gets hired a job for $3 million a year, and all of a sudden, you get all these special deals, and all of a sudden, people are giving you their private jet, and that's what's happening. They're not just selling us out because they're scared of the Democrats getting back in. They are getting signed up for the stolen money. Hey, guys, did you know we're at the end of the road? Yeah, maybe you were corrupt 30, 40 years ago and stole. That's still evil, but things weren't collapsing then. You could get away with it. You can't get away with stealing everything because if you continue, it's all going to collapse, dumbass, and then you won't have anywhere to spend all your stolen money. What do you think Elon Musk, who didn't steal his, or Trump didn't steal his? But the point is, all these other big tech people run over to Trump and everybody. They're like, oh, yeah, actually, they say, like, everything's going to collapse. Our money won't be worth anything. This didn't work out the way we thought it would. Yeah. You think AI and a police state's going to protect you from 9 billion people starving to death? They'll make army ants chew in the forest clean and the Amazon rain jungle look like a cakewalk. You think World War Z scary? The real world in a collapse will make World War Z look like heaven. The globalists thought they could dumb everybody down and poison people and get control of population because it's so dangerous, which it is. You empower the population. You export them to space. You create hardcore competition. You don't then dumb everybody down thinking you won't be dumbed down, but the elite now notice our kids are even dumber. We tried to keep them off all this. Yeah, because we're all interconnected in a group collective, a group consciousness, dumbasses. You dumbed down billions of people and created brainwashed zombies that are spewing off six-sense electrochemical transmissions that is dragging the entire group consciousness down. You idiots! You believe Satan! You thought you could screw other people and not get screwed yourself. Don't you understand karma or reap what you sow? You fools! And only now do you understand that you can't do things like that. It's called blowback. So a bunch of good people that woke up, that's what happens in a thing like this, for every opposite, for every action, equal opposite reaction. But there's also a lot of pragmatists that go, this isn't working. We better join the good guys. Uh-huh. Now you got all the politicians saying, we need Jesus. We got to exorcise the demons. Uh-huh. You know why? Because they actually are scared, and they should be. They should be. They should be real, real scared. You know, this thing all goes south. That means we're all dead, just so you know. And I would have done the best job I could to stop it. The very best job I could. But when it's all burning, if we fail, I'm going to just sit back and realize in all my pain, at least all of you are getting it that served it. That'll be God's justice. But we got a chance to stop it. So I have to do my best and do it. But I win either way. Because I chose God, and I chose the right path, and I chose to fight evil, and I chose not to screw other people over. But if we fail, that's part of God's plan, and you are in the worst position, Satanist. And you won't have the veneer of civilization to protect you anymore, and you're the weakest people they are. You are the scum of the earth, and you will be destroyed. So prepare yourselves. Big guest coming up. Stay with us on Alex Jones. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I know you've a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and Eiffel Tower in the Taj Mahal, might see it on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
All right, we're now in hour number three. Huge news on a whole bunch of fronts. With Attorney Tom Renz coming up, but I want to hit this right now. In the last hour, I just explained that the Democrats started this war on freedom, ran their coups, run their crossfire hurricane, their Arctic frost, their persecution of American people, targeting hundreds of conservative groups for destruction, for imprisonment, not just deplatforming and debanking. And now, the demon on 2 feet, Dem Rep Hakeem Jeffries, pledges to weaponize DOJ against Trump associates if Democrats regain power. They were public about that. We're not weaponizing. They weaponized. They committed the crimes. We have the duty to do it. It's us or them. And that's why Trump is saying to Bondi, you've been given all the proof. You've been shown everything. It's been given to you by Tulsi Gabbard. It's been given to you on the mortgage fraud, all of it. And the U.S. attorneys are having to resign because they are cowards, because they know if Hakeem Jeffries ever gets into power, they'll all be thrown in prison. So they're cowards. Good, get rid of the cowards. Hakeem Jeffries wants a war. Hillary Clinton wants a war. We're not going to give them their war of shooting Charlie Kirk or shooting up a wedding yesterday and screaming Free Palestine, or shooting up ABC News because Jimmy Kimmel got fired, or walking into a Catholic mass in Minnesota and killing kids. They're the ones. You can question all day the official story. That's fine. But they're calling for violence. They're celebrating the violence. They're calling for more of the violence. Like Patrick Henry said, listen, I don't want a war, but it's already begun. But we don't do it going out and shooting people like they do. We do it by our prosecutors at the local level taking action, our state attorney generals, our federal attorney general. And if they want to do their job, they've got to be removed. Oh, but Bondi's been up to all sorts of nasty stuff. She's very close to being removed. I told you that 4 months ago. Donald Trump exposed her over the weekend. Get ready. But here is Representative Jeffries pledges to weaponize DOJ against Trump if Democrats regain power. Well, that's what you already did, scumbag. You started it, we finish it, or we're suicidal. Here it is.
One thing to understand, as people who are flirting with the Trump administration or doing the bidding of the Trump administration or engaging in the pay-to-play schemes of the Trump administration, the statute of limitations is 5 years. Donald Trump and this toxic administration will be long gone, but there will still be accountability to be had. And that process, of course, begins now, but it will not be complete until perhaps there is an independent Department of Justice, certainly an independent House of Representatives in Democratic hands. The Department of Justice is one of the great institutions in law enforcement in the history of this country. And Donald Trump and these extremists have been destroying its integrity.
So you just threatened everybody. They've been using it since the start of the country. They're the original party to engage in the terror. They're KKK, all of it. And now that Trump is trying to get limited control and have it defend us, he's like, any of you working with them, I'm going to get your ass. Hey, why do we care, boss, about one ant standing up? Remember in Bug's Life? Let's cue it up. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up. And those little puny ants outnumber us 1,000 to 1. That's why we're going back. To let that little ant know we're the boss. They're the bullies. They're the trash. They're the scum. And Trump understands that. This is do or die.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Quite the motivational
speaker, isn't he? Let's ride! Here we stand. Those apart hearts broken in two.
I didn't need Hakeem Jeffries to threaten me with prison until they get back into power. I already knew it. It's why I fight you, buddy. And Trump realizes that, just like 8 years ago, he's paralyzed by cowards in the Justice Department. He's got some good operators, but they're just being blocked at every level. That's why he's got U.S. attorneys resigning, being fired. But he's still got 3+ years, and he's moving quicker now. That's why they're saying, if you prosecute us for all the crimes we committed, we're going to put you in prison when we get in charge. They've declared war on us, and I accept the challenge. You're going to let Hakeem Jeffries threaten you, America? We're not going to go shoot anybody at their events. We're not going to go shoot up one of their devil-worshipping meetings. They shoot up our churches. No, we're going to information warfare and get the truth out. We're going to work hard, take care of our families. We're going to run for office. We're going to support good people. We're going to file lawsuits. We're going to win. And they know we're winning. You look at that sack of filth, Hakeem Jeffries. And he looks so scared, his little satanic eyes. Let's play that clip. Democrat leader Jeffries, leader in the House, pledges to weaponize DOJ against Trump associates of Democrats regaining power, claiming he weaponized it. No, he had no, you did. And we're sure wishing he would just get control of it and do their duty. And he's trying, going after AG Bondi, who I got to say is definitely just somebody trying to make money, somebody trying to buy time, somebody trying to play both sides of the fence. I mean, look at that guy. So, we got a problem. She covers up for Big Pharma. Kennedy gets fluoride banned. She blocks it. Now they've got this Charlie Kirk Act we're going to be getting into, is the Smith-Mundack 2.0 for domestic propaganda and censorship. Just last week, she pushed hate speech. Tom Renz will explain that. Renz.com in a moment. But I want to play Hakeem Jeffries one more time in case you missed it. Here it is.
Thing to understand, as people who are flirting with the Trump administration or doing the bidding of the Trump administration or engaging in the pay-to-play schemes of the Trump administration, the statute of limitations is 5 years. Donald Trump and this toxic administration will be long gone, but there will still be accountability to be had. And that process, of course, begins now, but it will not be complete until perhaps there is an independent Department of Justice, certainly an independent House of Representatives in Democratic hands. The Department of Justice is one of the great institutions in law enforcement in the history of this country. And Donald Trump and these extremists have been destroying its integrity.
He says on CNN with no viewers, they are a facade, they are over. But within the DOJ, within Washington, they're still in their delusional bubble. They don't know the whole world's moved on. Even Bill Maher's totally turned against you. They don't know they've lost yet. And as soon as the indictments start, not as political persecution, but as justice, they will collapse. And Trump knows that, and thank God he came out against Pam Bondi over the weekend with that letter saying, what the hell is your problem? We have all the proof of everything they've done. And you won't do anything. Good. Remove her. And remove Kash Patel. Remove them and put people in. The American people stand with you. But that's why the globalists are so scared. Because we're in a different ballgame now than 8 years ago, and they know that Trump is learning fast. Tom Renz, I want to get into this insane Charlie Kirk act using his not even, you know, cold body a week and a half ago to come out with this, try to re-pass the Smith-Mundack, you'll explain. It has nice flowery titles, but in the meat, as a lawyer, and I read it too, I can see it, you're right, it's really bad. And again, it's Pam Bondi. So I've been restrained about her and try to be respectful of Trump, but now that I know, I already knew 4 months ago, I was told people in the wing meetings, he's screaming at her, that now that he's getting ready, then now is the time to nonviolently, politically knives out on her, because you saw her push her anti-free speech ADL garbage last week, hate speech, that got slapped down in 5 hours. So we're in the driver's seat if we exercise our power. The white pill Q people saying, don't ask questions, it's 70 trillion shit chess. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not in the driver's seat. You're not engaged. You don't know. You sit there and believe crap online. And the black pilled folks that think it's all traitors and nobody's real, you're even more wrong than the Q people. So maximum engagement. We need to be victory pilled, truth pilled. Maximum engagement pilled. Tom Renz, I'm ranting. You got the floor on this. Big picture, Kirk, the anomaly, saying a 30-odd six bullet didn't go through his neck. I get it, an angle. It could go down some, but very rare. And then it bounced back up in the neck. I mean, and it's healthy. People don't buy anything. But then they get to the point where they think everything's bull crap. I mean, this is a real crisis we're in, Tom Renz.
Yes, it is, Alex. And I mean, I want to back you up on everything you're saying about Bondi. I mean, listen, Pfizer Pam Bondi works for Pfizer. She's the AG.
Well, you wanted to go after 7 months ago, and I didn't censor you. I said you can do it, but I said, Tom, I think let's give it a few months and double check. And since then you've gone after her, you've been 100% right. You smelled her out day one.
Well, but listen, Bondi and Wiles both. I mean, listen, we know where this is coming from. We know what's going on. The thing is, Alex, is you didn't know at the time and I couldn't tell you. And so it's certainly in defense of you. At the time, I not only had the stuff that I made public, but I have about 1,000 pages of evidence that I have not made public and don't intend to on some of the nefarious things that have happened.
And if people say, oh, release it, they don't understand attorney-client privilege. You're given this stuff by whistleblowers. By law, you can lose your license or put in jail.
Well, not only that, remember, if a whistleblower comes to me with something and say, listen, can we share this with you, Attorney Renz? Yes, of course you can. What can you do with this? Well, what I do is I have to look at this stuff. I have to look at their data. I have to look at these different things, and I have to say, listen, if I put this out, there's no way for me to protect your identity. So do you want me to share it? And then I have to honor and respect them or I won't get another whistleblower. So a lot of the data that I get, I can't necessarily share because if a whistleblower is exposed and they lose their job or
same boat. And then listeners go, oh yeah, you got sources given to us. The minute you blow a source, it's over, dumbasses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, you can check my record and see how many times I've been wrong. So you said three years ago you had
whistleblowers. They were doing mRNA for pigs. Now it's all confirmed.
It's all confirmed. I don't do it unless I got backup and unless I've checked it 50 different ways. So, you know, listen, we knew a while back there were allegations of money misappropriated, things, people being interfered with, purposely people being appointed to positions to undermine Trump. You know, there are foxes in the hen house. There's no question about that. I posted on Truth Social this weekend about Bondi. Listen, it's time for her to go, Alex. It's time for her to go. Any competent attorney at this point should have a number of RICO cases filed. If they don't get this moving, if the Republicans lose the midterms, that's over. Trump will be impeached. The country's going to go to hell. We're going to be in serious
trouble. We don't have 3 years. We have 1 year.
We have 1 year, and we have less than that because anything we do is going to get challenged. So we've got to be moving now. And the woman that covered up for Epstein while she was AG in Florida and who worked for Pfizer and who sailed through nomination, I'm sorry, I've lost faith. If she came in and done something, fine. But, you know,
but isn't it positive that Trump excoriated her over the weekend?
I was ecstatic about it. And I'll tell you, my interpretation of it is I think Trump was fired up. I think he posted that, and then I think one of the cleanup crews came in to try to make it look like he wasn't so mad. I think that was intentional. I think that was a shot over the bow, and I'm hoping it was, because right now what's occurring is garbage. Now, my concern is that the same thing will happen that happened with the Diddy case, where they just threw the case, because remember, Bondi let Comey's daughter run that case, and they threw that case. I mean, that was the most terribly managed case I've ever seen. So, yeah, one of the problems we have, Alex, is everybody thinks you've got a group of people that think Trump's an idiot, and he's not an idiot. He's a genius. But then you got another troop of people that think that he's Jesus Christ, and he's not a Jesus Christ either. He's a human being. You can only be in so many spots, and when you have to, if you're Donald Trump, you have to trust certain advisors and certain people to get their jobs done. Bondi is not doing it. She's not done it.
Well, that's like when they got mad at Kennedy when he went on vacation, they authorized mRNA, and then he came and fired the lady, and they went, oh, well, you said she was great. Yeah, because she lied to him. The point is they lie to your face. It's good they're firing people.
Well, they need to be firing people. They need to be firing a lot of them. You know, listen, during the first go-around, you know, people said, well, Trump fired everybody too fast. Well, during this time, he's not firing anybody fast enough. And like I said, the DOJ, the Attorney General of the United States, is probably the most important position in this administration, along with RFK. The DOJ could do more to fix this. And the thing is there's only two ways to deal with the swamp. One is through legislation, but Congress is the swamp, so that's not going to happen. The other is through the Department of Justice. There are, you know what? Hakeem Jeffries is talking a big game, but that piece of crap, I got to tell you, if I were there, he would have. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be talking that way. I can, let's just put it that way. These guys,
oh, yeah. He is as crooked as a dog's back leg.
And, well, listen, I got a buddy of mine who's done a bunch of investigative work, and they found, you remember, Mark Fincham and Seth Keschel and the whole crew down to Arizona. They've been doing a lot of work, a lot of great work, and they found over and over how the Act Blue and the Democrats funneled money through essentially real estate fraud to fund all this Democrat stuff.
Well, they also admit billions of foreign credit card donations are totally illegal.
Yeah. There's so many different things. Now, why are there no RICO cases? Why is there no investigation? Why aren't these people in jail? It doesn't take that long. The Department of Justice has endless numbers of lawyers and endless amounts of budget. There's no reason they couldn't be doing this. Explain to me why it is that you and I can do 5 minutes of homework and produce enough evidence to warrant an investigation of George Soros, but the Department of Justice can't seem to figure out who's behind all the riots and the chaos. I mean, I don't understand that. How is it that Bill Gates can be, you know, they can sniff out what Bill Gates is doing in a third world country, but we can't figure out what he's doing here, and he gets an invite to the White House. How is it that this is happening? It's happening because of willful blindness and political triangulation. It's happening because there are foxes in the hen house. It's happening because we have a bunch of snakes around Trump that are talking out both sides of their mouths, that are whispering sweet nothings in his ears, and then going out and doing the exact opposite of what they're saying, just like Pfizer. Trump said, well, Pfizer showed me all this documents. Well, of course they did. What do you think, they're telling you the truth? How many times has Pfizer been,
And now he came out 2 weeks ago and said, oh, Kennedy found out they hid the documents. Looks like I might have been lied to. What's the latest on that from your inside baseball?
Well, I mean, just that. It looks to me, now I will tell you that I was told, and this is the first time that I've heard this from someone that is credible enough that I believe them. I was told that there is a plan. I can't say anything more than that. But that there is a plan on some of this. I don't know all the details myself. And it was confirmed by another person who separately, like, posted something and mentioned it to me. I can't share what I think I know because I can't confirm it. It's secondhand. But I'm hearing that Trump is kind of waking up to some of this. Now, how far that goes, I don't know.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, 4 months ago, I talked to people that were he's blown up. He knew. He gave him 6 months. I mean, look at Letitia James. They just released, basically the indictment plan of the Justice Department in Virginia. That was leaked because Trump's pissed. Exactly what he put in his letter. So the gloves are definitely off, but that only makes the left that much more dangerous. But I can tell you from all my sources, and it's not just Ed Martin, folks. Ed's like, hey, you know, be sure when you talk about this stuff on air, they're saying it's me, and he's dealing with my stuff, what they did to me, and Arctic Frost and Crossfire Hurricane, and that's why I'm talking to Ed Martin and his weaponization task force. The other people I'm talking to, they're absolutely clear that they have total proof. They have the grand juries ready to indict, just like we saw in Virginia, and that is Ed Martin there, and it's being blocked by the U.S. attorney. So that's why Trump's pissed. They have the indictments. Some of the grand juries have been open 8 weeks, most of them five. That's why they're getting blocked. They're getting blocked, Tom.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't surprise me. This goes to exactly what you and I talked about. There are bad guys that are doing this. Trump's got to clean out his staff, his close staff. He's got to start getting, you know who I wish he'd bring in? I haven't talked to the general about it, but I wish he'd bring Mike Flynn in. He needs to have, and I said this before, and I think I said this talking to you, the only way Trump can get through this is he's got to bring in a group of people that are so untouchable, and they don't care what they have to lose. They're just in it to free our country.
He needs political kamikazes. Well, I've been talking to Flynn. He is talking to Trump. This is where this is coming from. So, yeah.
Flynn is, yes, listen, you know, it's funny. I hear these people talk online, but Flynn this, Flynn that. I've known Mike Flynn for quite a few years, and I'll tell you what. I told the general this a couple years ago, and I don't mind sharing it. I say, you know, general, with all that's going on, it's almost impossible to distinguish which people are good and which people are bad. And I said to the general, I say, you know what? I've never known you to lie to me. I've never known you to do anything other than what you believe to be right for this country. So you got my loyalty and support, and I mean that.
Well,
and
of course, the left can't attack from a left perspective. They attack from a fake right-wing perspective to attack all the real patriots and say me and Flynn are all traitors and Trump is.
Yeah.
It's just pure crap, and we all know it.
Well, they've been trying to undermine you forever, but I mean, hey, you were the original truth teller, right? I mean, you know, Alex, I don't think I've ever told you this story. So during COVID, go back to 2020, and this goes to actually your clip with the ants. You know, I'm a nobody. I a little town in Ohio on somebody, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to sue all these guys. I'm going to fight all this because I'm not going to be locked down. I was the ant, right? I was one of the ants. And, you know, when I'm looking at this, I was thinking to myself, how did I get anything? Well, to get anywhere, I had to wake people up to what was going on with COVID. So I started on that. And, you know, over the time, as we started to gain ground and we started to get the word out and as we started to do things, one of the big things that I did was I looked at you and your work. And, you know, because you were the original conspiracy theorist, except for it wasn't theory. It was just conspiracy. And so I actually have in my notes, I've never told you this. I got it on some yellow legal pads because I keep a lot of notes that way. I got in my notes, that we have to go from conspiracy theory to Alex Jones was right. Because we had to show that guys like you, You weren't talking out your rear just because they didn't, nobody wanted it to be mainstream. Just because nobody wanted it to be known doesn't mean it wasn't real. You had evidence. You were right. And what I've found over the years is I've become more and more Alex Jones because I found that most of these things that seem too crazy to believe are actually real. There's real evidence. You just have to be willing to look at the evidence.
Well, I agree. And I want to get into something really bad we know Bondi's doing. So you want cut and dry, folks. Okay, this is it. And I can tell you, people in the Justice Department are very upset about her. She's blocking everything. This Charlie Kirkak hijacking his name to read past the Smith-Mundt Act. We're going to break in a few minutes. We're going to get to that. But separately, a few minutes on this. People want me to say what happened with Kirk. I had to have time to look at it. So much of it, you know, not true. The security guards didn't kill him, all that stuff.
No.
But clearly a 30-odd six doesn't go through the neck. All this, what do you think's going on? Because I don't know, and I can't accuse Israel without evidence. If I see evidence, sure, I'll do it. What do you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been looking deep at this, and I'm a shooter. Like, I was born, I had a gun in my hand by the time I could walk. I've spent a lot of time with a 30-odd six. That gun is a cannon. Okay, that gun is an absolute cannon.
It's a killer.
You can take down, you can take down an elk from 500 yards, a massive, massive animal. If that gun from 150 yards hits Charlie, God rest his soul, in the neck, that's not just coming through, it's blowing things out. It is a huge gun. There is no man on this planet whose bones are thick enough to stop that. So we know that the narrative is untrue. The idea that this guy put his gun together, took his gun apart, put it together, took it apart, you know, stopped in the forest, put the gun down, spent a half hour texting. I mean, everything about this just stinks, right? It does stinks. Now, do I think the security guard did it with a magic gun? I got no evidence on that. What I have evidence of is that we don't know the truth and that there's a cover-up. Now, why? Now, Candace Owens and some of these people have presented some real questions. Are they right? I don't know. I can't prove it. The problem that I have and the biggest thing with this is let's not dishonor his memory by saying that we're not allowed to ask questions. The thing about this is I would be totally content to pray for his family, let it rest in peace and move on, except for the fact that it looks like there's a conspiracy here and it looks like there's a cover up here. And I want to know who was behind his murder. I don't believe it was some, you know, 20-year-old tranny loving furry wannabe. Was he involved? Well, probably, maybe, I don't know. What I do know though is that 30-06 from that range did not do that. That is not how it works.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know 30-06 too. I probably shot 50 things with him. Even if it had hit the bone, the shockwave would have, the neck would have been at least half severed. His head would have fallen to the side. In my case, it would just blow the head off.
It would have just, if it would have hit the spine, it would have probably, I think it would have probably, I mean, the bullet might have shattered. I mean, you would have saw, certainly there would have been an exit wound. Everything about that would have been different than that.
Well, let me say this. People are saying the entry wound is an exit wound. That looks like an entry wound, though it is even large for 30-06, but it's not an exit wound.
No, if it was an exit wound, you would have saw the splatter come in the other direction.
Well, it would look like a big flower. I mean, not to be graphic, it would have been, it would have been, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have came out that side rather than going in that side. There would have been splatter. So no, that wasn't an exit wound. And
yeah, I mean, even though limited flesh, it went through a 30, even shooting through a 4-inch neck, what do you think, like a 4-inch hole? I mean, it would have been huge.
Oh yeah. Well, listen, we know you can shoot through a half inch of armor plate with a 30-06.
Stay right there. Let's talk about it. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. Attorney Tom Wren, really smart guy at the tip of the spear, suing Big Pharma as our guest. In the time we have left, because I got other two big guests up, I have the Rasmussen top pollster on, who has the most accurate polling in the world, and he's their top pollster, joining us. Coming up the last 30 minutes, the next hour, on Trump getting a 10% approval rating boost recently, what that means. We also have the sniper with the longest confirmed kill, 2.2 miles, to give his take on the ballistics and what he's seeing in this story. I've had him on before as a guest. I don't even know his take yet because I'm not like, oh, get this person on. They have my take. I just like Tom Wren said, I don't know. And trannies and the left and Antifa are out doing violence and, you know, and this comes out, and I don't want to believe that Patel and them are that corrupt to cover up right away. And then I get from White House sources last week, yeah, we're there. Trump says, I know there's accomplices, get them. And then they learn, they're like, no, we're going with this guy alone. Then Patel comes out days later, oh, no, we are looking at everything. So we see them responding in live time. Patel is inches from being removed. Bondi is inches. You heard this here first 4 months ago. I said they got 6 months maximum because I know what Trump's been saying. People go, oh, well, don't say that because, you know, he's not supposed to tell Justice Department what to do. He's a chief law enforcement officer. That's a leftist lie that he can't, with the evidence, say, go after them and remove them if they don't. But just in closing, because I want to get into the Charlie Kirk Act, the main reason you're here, and what you've heard this big Kennedy announcement is at 3 p.m. Central in the War Room. I'll be co-hosting with Harrison Smith. Trump said yesterday it's the biggest medical discovery in modern U.S. history or U.S. history. And I already know what Kennedy's been talking about. I know the studies already. But they're also going to look at pesticides and Tylenol. I hope that isn't a cover for it, though we know it's connected somehow. But the shots are confirmed. I want your take on that in the limited time we have. But putting bookends on this, Tom, I'm a big shooter, too. I mean, people from that aren't from the Midwest or from the South, they hear, I was shooting a 410 shotgun when I was 4 years old. They think, that's crazy. I mean, I was a sharpshooter about eight. And literally, my earliest memories are having a 410 shotgun put in my lap when I'm like 3 years old at a Folgers can with my grandmother and grandfather to teach me the power of a gun. You don't touch these unless we say these are dangerous. Let's go on the back porch. Sit down, 410 shotgun in your lap. Folgers can. They have you pull the trigger. Now they go, now you don't touch those unless we say. And then all of a sudden, it's insane. They don't get it. Having a shotgun from the time of your knee high to a grasshopper and knowing all about it. I don't have sniper training, ballistics training, but I've shot stuff at 1,000 yards. I know what you're talking about. And so just gut level, I don't want to think the local surgeon's lying. I don't want to think TPSU's lying. TPS USA, they put out this thing, then they call and go, no, no, there's more details. It went at an angle. It deflected down, went up, blew up, shot back up. Very rare. I mean, I have shot hog straight on, had it go in, bounce back out, you know, out the shoulder the other direction. But I still, if they come out with some bullet and say, this is it, then they think we're idiots because obviously those bullets shatter for anybody that knows what a 30-06 does. So finishing up with that, Tom Renz.
Same thing. I mean, from birth, dad had a gun in my hand showing me how to respect it, how to use it, and what to do with it. And I'm not a professional shooter either. I just know that I spent a lot of time. We had a 30-06 that I shot a lot growing up. And, that is just a cannon of a gun. I've used it. I'm real comfortable with that gun. There ain't no way on this planet that was a 30-06 to the neck and it came out that way. That just isn't how it works. At the end of the day, we wouldn't be questioning so much if we didn't need to. If we weren't on the heels of them throwing the Diddy case, telling us the Epstein list doesn't exist, not doing anything, covering for everything over and over and over again, we've been lied to. And unfortunately, while I love Trump and trust Trump, his DOJ has gotten to the point where it's kind of like the same thing I used to say about Fauci. When do you trust a liar? Right? They keep lying to me about things that I know better. You can't tell me, oh, the Epstein list doesn't exist. That's nonsense. We know the Epstein, we know what he did. We know what he did. We know what he did while you were AG in Florida, Pam Bondi. We know that you didn't do anything about it. If they did manipulate the data or the evidence, which is very reasonable to me, fine. Then why aren't you investigating to see who did that and put those people in jail? Don't
just
tell
like
me
the Durham report, the one guy they got falsified evidence. Exactly. So shifting out of that. It's this train of bad behavior. Clearly, Pam Bondi's compromised. Clearly, that's what I've been told. Clearly, Cash Patel is. Bongino just wants out. They're using him as a placeholder. I don't think he's bad from my sources. He just wants out. Trump, for an embarrassment, doesn't want him to leave. They've got the Missouri AG ready to come in, who we believe is a good person. Shifting gears, though. You want smoking gun bad. I'd heard about this. I was following it. Some have been so busy. Using his name, the Charlie Kirk Act, they're trying to reauthorize the Smith Month Act. People that don't know, tell them what it is. Legalizing domestic CIA propaganda, lying, and censorship. So the gall of this, and as usual, Pam Bondi right at the center of it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Bondi comes out and says hate speech isn't free speech. That's literally the opposite of the truth. And this is first-year law school stuff, right? This is not complicated law. This isn't deep law. Brandenburg v. Ohio is the seminal case on this. And in that case, Alex, Brandenburg was literally a KKK guy who they recorded him threatening violence. I mean, he was like the biggest scumbag on the planet. And the court says, listen, you have the right to be a scumbag and say terrible things in this country. You can be a scumbag. It's not illegal, right? That's free speech. And it has to be that way, because remember, when Biden was in power, he said guys like you and me were terrible scumbags saying horrible things. So we have to, it's reprehensible what people have said and what they've done. But if you believe in the Constitution, you have to protect it. And, you know, Charlie Kirk, God rest his soul, and I don't get the right to say this, his wife does, but I will tell you what, that guy died standing for our Constitution. For Pam Bondi to come out and say, hate speech isn't free speech, which is literally the opposite of what Kirk said, literally the opposite of what he fought and died for.
Oh, it's an ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center talking point. The Soviet Union developed hate speech. When she says that speech that's protected, they want to get rid of it. It's not, later she clarified, I mean calling for violence. No, you use that, so it shows they're trying to do this.
Yeah, so now let's expand from that, right? Because you and I both know that the globalists, the number one issue that they have with the U.S. is free speech. The reason COVID broke down, because guys like you and I broke the truth. The reason that they haven't been able to do more with the J6 eventually broke down, that the election stuff came out, is coming out, is because we have free speech. We may be censored by corporate America, but at some point it does get out, and the truth has a way. So the First Amendment is a disaster for the globalists and the tyrants that want to destroy our country and destroy our world. And we see the problems it's even causing in Europe, because Europe looks at what we say, they see the truth, and these tyrants that they're trying to, the tyranny.
And that's why the EU is suing Musk and attacking, trying to shut it down.
Yep. Yeah. So what we're seeing is a global push to destroy free speech in America, because if we have free speech, the world can never be under tyranny. Free speech is the number one enemy of tyranny. So we look at what's happening. The left, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. So you've got Charlie Kirk's horrible, tragic death. And then you have leftists doing what leftists do, saying disgusting, despicable things that make me want to throw up. And I'm going to be real honest with you, Alex. I would love nothing more than to take these keyboard warriors that are doing this and see them in the ring, right? I would love nothing more than that. I would challenge any one of them, and I'd love to do it. But they have the right to say what they're saying. I may want to kick their rear for doing it, but they have the right to say it. The left, however, seems to be trying to use this to manipulate us on the right. And so we see, and Senator Lee put out the Charlie Kirk Act.
And now, again, by the way, I like Lee overall. He's just pulling a NATO, but I actually read the act like you said. It sounds like it's good, but it's a reiteration of the Smith-Mundt Act. So why don't you start with what the Smith-Mundt Act did that's up now that Obama passed, that's up for, you know, reauthorization, and then what this Charlie Kirk Act does.
The controversial thing with the Smith-Mundt is Smith-Mundt prevented the use of foreign propaganda, U.S. created foreign propaganda in the U.S., right? So we create foreign propaganda that we put out all over the world. We've been doing this forever. And under Smith-Mundt, you weren't allowed to widely disseminate it.
So it was repealed. Now they want to bring it back.
Yes. Now, in defense of Mike Lee, his act is pretty straightforward. You know, let's put Smith-Mundt back where it was, right? So that's pretty straightforward. The problem is, though, is we see what happened with Pam Bondi, and I'm getting a bunch of rumors out of D.C. that what they're going to do is they want to push some riders last minute to really limit hate speech. And so what's happening right now is the globalists are pushing to try and say, listen, look at how despicable this is. These people are saying about Charlie Kirk, we need to really limit this hate speech. And we can't limit hate speech.
And you notice she floated that again just a few days ago.
They're hell-bent on it. And if, by the way, if you ever want to know how, great example how you can tell that someone's a leftist, see how they feel about hate speech. For Pam Bondi, the AG of the United States under the MAGA Trump administration, to say hate speech isn't free speech is literally insane. MAGA stands for the Constitution, and it couldn't be clearer that hate speech is protected speech. Even Charlie Kirk said that. There is no such thing as hate speech. You know, I can view it as hateful. You can view it as hateful, but legally there's no such thing, right? So,
Let's go further.
Then?
I mean, I meant to have the clips. I forgot to give them to the crew, but what everybody saw yesterday. Trump literally says, Charlie's legacy is First Amendment and not having tyranny and not having censorship. And all the speakers basically talked about how this is bedrock of the nation. It's how we exist. It's who we are. Meanwhile, Pam Bondi is pushing the ADL plan to ban the First Amendment.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this. Why is it that the Republican AG is doing this? The only people we're seeing doing this are the people that are co-opted. I got to tell you, Alex, the more I look at this and the more I hear this, the more concerned I am that she's not just a terrible AG. She's literally controlled. So anyways, what I'm concerned about, particularly with the Smith-Mundt Act, is there's been so much hoopla about this since Obama repealed it. And it's kind of right, kind of wrong. I mean, the reality is the dissemination of foreign information, people could still get it, right? The news has gone global. It used to be when Smith-Mundt was originally passed that,
It was only newspapers. So someone, and broadcast TV, someone, and radio. So I want to ask you this then.
Yeah.
Because I was supporting Mike Lee bringing back the Smith-Mundt Act, and then I was reading what you guys were saying. You're saying they're hijacking it, and we put writers into it. You're saying we should watch that very carefully.
We've got to watch it very carefully. If it comes back, one of the things that you got to understand, if you look at it, if it comes back, its impact is going to be very limited, right? It's not going to protect or do anything really big, because the way it's written, the propaganda will still occur. It'll just come from different places. They're very specific about where the propaganda is not allowed to come from and what it's not allowed to do. But it doesn't mean there won't be propaganda. It just means that it won't be in that way. If they really wanted to do this, right now, this act is going to go one of two ways. Right now, it's just not going to do much of anything as it is, other than get some political points. If they wanted this to be a good act, what they would do is they would ban U.S.-issued propaganda across the board from anywhere. We're not allowed to propagandize citizens. What they ought to
do... Sure, I remember really what came out this year in Doge, the Department of Defense to Reuters, widespread deception operations against the American people.
Yep.
I mean, that was the term.
Yeah, right. And so what's happening is, and this really translates, and I dealt with this in the courts a lot, the problem is that the government's lying to us, and they know they're lying to us, and there's no remedy in the courts because the courts won't let me sue the government because they're lying. They'll say I don't have standing. But what we saw during COVID was lie after lie after lie. And what Bobby Kennedy's seen over and over and over again is that they lie, and the way they get away with it is they say, well, we just didn't study this, or we didn't know this, or we didn't know that. So it's plausible deniability. And so they use these different techniques to put forth false information. This act isn't going to fix any of that. It's not going to have anything to do with any of that.
It responds to a dinosaur issue, and the word is you've got, which now she's saying they're going to piggyback a bunch of censorship and garbage on that. Saying that what we do here as citizens, if it gets picked up overseas, now they can censor us. So it's like a Cold War deal, kind of like the left saying we're all Russian agents with no issue, with no evidence. Now they can do it.
Precisely. So this is going to fix a Cold War issue from the dinosaur days. It isn't going to fix anything now. What's going to continue, but what it does do is it makes us, first of all, one of two things. If they put the riders in, like I think they're trying to do, then it makes a lot of problems because they include any language, and you can change a word or two and really open it to censorship on a massive, massive scale. So that would be disastrous, and certainly they're going to try and do something with that. The other thing is, though, is that at minimum, even if they...
Well, it's obviously a dangerous bill as it deals with speech regulation.
Anything touching speech is dangerous as can be. But the other problem is, Alex, is that it's going to give people, everybody's been talking about Smith-Mundt for years. It's going to give people this false sense of security that the government's telling the truth now. And the reality is that they're not. They're outright lying. And the government, I would argue that this is an unrecognized constitutional issue. I would argue because our entire justice system is predicated on the fact that the government is an independent arbiter and that they're seeking truth and that they're representing we the people. The fact of the matter is that the government isn't representing we the people. They're not seeking truth. They're protecting their own interests, and they've become a fiefdom. So now the problem is that the courts look at evidence provided by the government and they put it in special categories. It can be recognized, or you can take judicial notice of it.
It's seen as authoritative, just like that makes for Wikipedia or Grok, CNN's authoritative, or the ADL. We're almost out of time. I got to shift gears here, Thomas. It's so important.
Yes, sir.
No. I remember you like 4 years ago, really concerned from all your sources that they were going to do mRNA with pigs and cows. You believed it was already happening. Now it turns out they're giving it to pets. Now it turns out even before COVID, I mean, I can do 5 hours on this, folks. It's so huge. Look at these headlines. A little help from our friends, mRNA vaccines for your livestock. And now they're releasing these studies admitting for 6 years they've been giving it to cows and pigs. And now they've got studies out where massive numbers are dying and getting sick from it. And we've got all of that. This is what happened when 525 hogs were injected with mRNA vaccines. Now, when they said a few years ago, oh, none of them have been given COVID. Well, yeah, but there's a whole bunch of other mRNAs. And then I've got the names here of the companies. This is Sequivity. How do you say that?
Sequivity, yeah.
Sequivity introduced the Merck Animal Health in 2008, utilizes 2018. So I said 6 years. Good God, that's like 8 years. Utilizes mRNA technology and license for sale. And it goes on, they're using it. So I'm sorry, not 6 years. That's 7, 8 years. And then I got more here that it's all been rolled out. It says eventually several mRNA vaccines have been approved for swine, hogs, many of large commercial farms. Then we get the studies on it. I know you know about more of this than I'm just reading the articles here. And it's like mass death. A natural hypersensitivity porcine, that's pigs, model may help understand the mechanism of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine-induced allergic reactions. So I guess they did give it that to them. And then it's got 525 hogs injected with live mRNA vaccine. The 21-day outcomes are catastrophic, and they stop after that. 25 animals succumbed to death. 55 animals became severely anorexic, nearing death. 20 animals suffered from debilitating lameness. 12 animals exhibited severe loss of condition. 25 additional animals presented with near-death symptoms. And then that's only looking at the first little bit of area. I mean, this is a 30% mortality. What in that? And you got farmers that have been talking about it. So this was way worse. You were the first guy to talk about it. And of course, people always say, Alex, you're always right. No, I'm right about 95% of the time. When I'm wrong, it's worse than I said. Worse than I said. People think, oh, you're alarmist. No, most of the time it's worse. And people find out later it's worse. And because I'm the first to expose it, they go, you covered up. It was worse. What do you mean? I'm the first to cover it. You were the first to do this. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, and it's worse. It's much worse. So at the top of my Twitter profile, I've got pinned right now about an saRNA, Novavax, that they've released for your dogs and cats, your pets. It is saRNA, Alex.
By the way, explain it to them, sheds. So if you think it's bad to eat pigs or cows that have this, now they're giving this, explain, this is worse than mRNA. Sorry, I'm ranting.
Yeah, SA stands for self-amplifying. So once this gets in you, it self-amplifies. It has the potential to act like an artificial virus. So once you get this, it's there. You could potentially, arguably, it's not proven yet, but arguably you get exposed secondarily to this saRNA, you become vaccinated.
Well, wait, Pfizer and Moderna later admitted their thing was shedding in the studies. This is way worse.
We knew this. Well, so going back to the Pfizer files, way back, I've been talking about this for years. The Pfizer files, they say it's a reportable safety event if a pregnant woman comes in contact, physical contact, like you touch some guy's arm or you kiss some guy or whatever, with someone who's just been vaccinated. They knew that this shed, they knew that it spread. This saRNA is going to be like an STD. It's going to be much, much worse, much worse. They're putting this in our food supply across the board. And, you know, people wonder, like, you know, you see the gluten allergy is a big thing in the United States. People say, why? Well, because we spray poison on our food and all of our crops are GMO.
Right, you go to Italy, eat wheat, nobody gets sick. People don't know. Not just they don't just spray it on wheat when it's first growing. They're allowed in the month before to spray it on it at harvest so it doesn't get mold or fungus. And then you have a huge bioaccumulation of Roundup.
Yeah, 100%, which is great. We can all get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, right? So, I mean, listen, that now they're putting it into our meat. This mRNA, saRNA, one thing that people don't understand is all this stuff is chemical. whether it's genetic modification, whatever it is, it's all chemical. It's all chemical reactions. And so Bill Gates and his crew are looking at different ways to get different chemicals that disrupt your genome, disrupt your genetics, disrupt all these different things. The saRNA, mRNA, all these different things that they're doing in these animals, it's just another way of getting it into your body, right? And they wonder why cancer is exploding. We're now seeing that we were right about all of this stuff. We're seeing the ties to the turbo cancer. We're seeing the DNA contamination. They're seeing that it does permanently destroy
and
your
Pfizer genetics.
And
Pfizer saying the first
DNA.
Year of the shot, no, our model's not shots. It's going to be cancer buying up all the cancer companies. And then you've got Bayer, famously for all its eugenics, buying up the glyphosate and then having a drug to treat the very disease it causes.
100% exactly what it is. And now, you know, they're really pushing to get it into our pets. And Alex, I don't know if you remember this. You remember when Zuckerberg spent like $500 million to give the mRNA vaccine to deers?
Yes.
And then the thing that nobody talked about was a few months later, there were these incidents of zombie deers when hunters would go out and the deers would just stand there and look at them as they were getting shot. And they had to put out, don't eat zombie deers, they'll poison you.
I remember.
I wonder if that's a coincidence, right?
Like Bill Gates mosquitoes everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So these guys are hell-bent on destroying our genetics, rewriting our genetics, creating cancer across the board.
Well, what do we do to get this banned? Because you were on 4 years ago saying legislature's got to ban this. Now we learn it was already happening. You're like, I think it's happening, and then now we know it's happening 2018.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we were right then. And all we asked for back then, and Missouri, to this day, if you talk to the elected officials in Missouri, they still have strokes because we asked for a bill that said you're required to label your food if it's been exposed to any gene-modifying materials, right? And they said their response privately was, well, we'd have to label everything. Really? I'll bet you people don't know that. Now, just so that everybody knows, by the way, these mRNA vaccines that they're giving the animals, they can do that and it can still be certified organic. They can give these animals a
totally
mRNA
insane because
vaccine.
It's a new thing. They don't tell you. They tell you how much sugar's in it. They tell you how much protein and others. So is this Novavax? Is this already in cats and dogs?
It's available now. They're putting it out there now. You get your dog kissed from your dog or your cat after they got Novavax. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Good God. Wow. Tom Renz, thank you so much. Renz Tom on X, TomRenz.com. Amazing. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man, this is so crazy. At least people are waking up, though. I mean, as negative as it is, at least we're not totally asleep like we used to be. But God almighty, I mean, we got a sniper, a top global sniper coming on. I have no idea what he's going to say. I just know he's a top guy. I want to see what he thinks. And then we got the top pollster in the world coming on about Trump. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The good news is Trump is really pissed off at Pam Bondi. He came out and, said she's terrible and not doing her job. Then he put out another thing today saying, oh, she means well, blah, blah. And that's because people have been telling Trump, you're not allowed to control the Justice Department. They're supposed to be independent. So you're tainting things doing that. He is pissed off. I told you 4 months ago, we have total proof of all their crimes. We have to go after them. And I don't have some hatred of Pam Bondi. I wish she was real. But they're pulling from a pool of government officials and politicians that at bare minimum are cowardly or social climbers and don't have the right stuff. So anybody that has the right stuff, you see Congress try to block them, RFK Jr. and Ed Martin, you name it. But now they're trying to draft these AGs from like Missouri and stuff that got the right stuff. But Trump yesterday talked about it. All the other speakers talked about it. And about how it's free speech, and that's his memory, and it's a sacrosanct thing of the American Republic and the bedrock of our whole country. Trump talked about it. So then to have Pam Bondi creeping around trying to push censorship, it tells you who she is. So I'm sorry, she's bad, she needs to go. Here's President Trump talking about Charlie Kirk and the First Amendment and how critical it is yesterday at his memorial.
Some of the very people who call you a hater for using the wrong pronoun were filled with glee at the killing of a father with two beautiful young children. And the same commentators who this week are screaming fascism over a canceled late night TV show where the anchor had no talent and no ratings, last week were implying that Charlie Kirk deserved what happened to him. No side in American politics has a monopoly on disturbed or misguided people. But there's one part of our political community which believes they have a monopoly on truth, goodness, and virtue and concludes they have also a monopoly on power, thought, and speech. Well, that's not happening anymore. We've turned that corner very quickly. Tragically, atrocities of this kind, and kind that we saw in Utah of all places, are the eventual consequence of that kind of thinking. If speech is violence, then some are bound to conclude that violence is justified to stop speech. And we're not going to let that be justified. The tradition of reason and open debate that Charlie practiced is not a pillar of our democracy. In many ways, it's the basis of our entire society. It's the right and inheritance of every free American, the greatest legacy of the Enlightenment, and among the most treasured achievements of civilization. We will defend it at all costs, and we will carry forward the torch of liberty that Charlie Kirk held so proud and so high. He was so proud, and he did hold that torch high. We will never, ever let it fail. We will never let it fail, but we're going to raise it higher than ever before. It's going to be raised, and this is the beginning. Perhaps it should be no surprise that Charlie, who spent his life speaking with the critics of these traditions, ultimately became convinced that we needed not just a political realignment, but also a spiritual reawakening. We did. And we have to bring back religion to America, because without borders, law and order, and religion, you really don't have a country anymore. We want religion brought back to America. We want to bring God back into our beautiful USA like never before. We want God back. Charlie would have been so pleased to hear his friends and colleagues today giving testimony and giving glory to God. Within minutes of the gunshot in Utah, millions of Americans, young and old, heard the news and dropped to their knees and started praying. Even many who rarely prayed asked God for a miracle. Please, God, save Charlie. But although Charlie's time with us on earth has ended, those prayers for a miracle have already been answered. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening in the day.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a shooter, you know, been shooting since I was 4 years old, but I don't get into all the grains and all the windage and the Coriolis effect and all the science like experts do. I've shot stuff at 1,000 yards and a pretty good shot. I don't ever have time to even shoot anymore, really, because I'm so busy. But when I saw them saying I shot with 30-06 in the left side of the neck, I said, well, let's wait and see if there's an exit wound. And then they said, well, the surgeon came out over the weekend. And I talked to the folks at TBUSA that talked to him. They said, well, it went down at an angle, so it hit the side of his spine, and it deflected down and then blew up in his rib cage and the heart, and then the bullet bounced back up. Well, it's not going to be a bullet by then. It's going to be in fragments, unless it's a full metal jacket. It still would be, according to what I've seen. I mean, you can literally, I've shot 400-pound hogs side on, and a 4-inch hole blows out the other side. Now, I've shot stuff straight on, and 30-06 didn't come out. The back, it did bounce around and come out the side. But if it was straight on, no way a 30-06 didn't go right through his neck. Okay, maybe at an angle down, maybe I'm wrong. Still doesn't sound right to me. So I'm not saying TPUSA is involved. People have been claiming that the guy next to him shoots him. That's been disproven. It's a cell phone under his arm. So I can't sit here and just take every theory and tell you the answers. I don't know, but I know this. The whole story doesn't add up. And we're, 13 days, 12 days into this. I'm not going to come out and say Israel did it without proof. Does Israel do stuff like that? Yeah. I see it. I'll cover it. They claim a guy behind him with a bottle of water has a cell phone gun. You blow it up. It's a bottle of water. He's screwing the top off. It's wrong to demonize innocent people and say that. So, I interviewed Dallas Alexander, who's got the longest shot in world history as a Canadian equivalent Delta Force sniper in Iraq, 2.2 miles, JTF2. He's also a very popular country singer as well. I'm a big fan, DallasAlexander.ca. But, since he was on last week, I don't know his view. I've been so busy, I haven't checked his view. I just said, get him on. But I have no idea what's going on here. Okay? All I know is, looks like an entry wound, though free 30-06 looks big, but it's certainly not an exit wound. It would have been way bigger. People don't know the concussion of one of these rounds Or maybe it was a smaller round. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a 30-06. I don't know at this point. Could it come down at this angle and then bounce off the bone and go down and then bounce back up? Sounds like 1 out of 100 to me. I mean, I've seen some weird stuff with high-powered rifles. But this guy is an expert in the science of it all, and the windage and the earth rotation and, you know, all of it. So we can get his take. And again, I don't have a dog in this hunt, just the truth. I don't know. But everybody day one wanting to say it was a conspiracy, I was like, well, the left wants to kill us. They're calling for his death. They're celebrating it. You got Trantifa, you know, just 3 weeks ago shooting up a Catholic mass of kids in Minnesota. I mean, I was like, maybe that's it. Because I don't want to just imagine the FBI and the Trump administration is that corrupt. Maybe they are. So, but I just can't join the hundreds of conspiracy theories. Because I wasn't called a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy realist. When I was on watching TV on 9/11 in between a break eating a pizza, and back then nothing was saved online, they're like, we're blowing up Building 7, the Solomon Brother building, the CIA headquarters, because it's because of fires. Then later they said, we never blew it up. Later they released all the footage, years later, archived. They had enough internet space, I guess, and they were indeed saying they blew it up. So I was like, they blew it up because they said they did. It wasn't an Alex Jones conspiracy. They said they did. And here's footage of, you know, Dallas taking 2.2-mile world record shots. So I'm going to shut up and give him the floor here. I just know he's a guy of integrity and, you know, a guy I follow when I can. I haven't seen what he said since last week. I have no idea what he's going to say. Maybe he can bring some clarity to this. I don't want to say the surgeon that was attending to Charlie would make this up. His good friend at TPUSA, who I've known for years, I don't think he's involved. But I got a, in my experience, 30-06, 200 yards is at full velocity, up to like 300 yards at least. You know, we're talking 2,500 feet per second. It goes in even an angle. It comes out at the lower neck. It cuts through like knife through butter. It was shooting down this angle. I could see it going down, bouncing off the ribs and stuff and all that. But I'm not a ballistic expert. We have him right now. My ranting is done. Dallas Alexander, can you bring clarity to this, please?
Hey, I don't know if I can, but this is something we've done a lot of in my past career. I play music now, so it's not something I do a lot of, but it's all penetration demonstrations, and we shoot calibers at all kinds of different things and just see what the bullet did ballistically. And that's like with ballistic gel and other things, very real, and, you know, everything to glass and steel. And it was something we studied a lot of to see what the bullets would do when it would hit some type of surface, bodies included. And to me, the thing is very strange, not even just to point to the millions of things that don't seem to be adding up about this. And like you, I don't think I have some conclusion that I'm pointing the finger at a certain person or agency or country. There's just a lot of stuff that isn't adding up and hasn't from the start. This, in terms of it being, you know, 30-06, who knows? I was reading about that the bullet was found just inside of that, I guess that's the entry wound.
Like it's a BB gun, like it's a Red Ryder.
A Red Ryder
goes right beneath the skin, not a 30-06 one, as high-powered deer rifles there is. Kill moose and elk with this. Exactly. The surgeon says it was right below the surface and bounced off the Man of Steel's spine, but then he elaborates, oh, it actually came down at an angle and ran down and exploded up. So, I mean, here's my thing. You couldn't come up with a way, Dallas, to create a bigger Streisand effect in this.
That whole thing just makes sense. So I've seen bullets do crazy things and take weird paths, in the body when it goes in and it's no longer projectile flying flat. It yaws and turns.
Tumbles.
It tumbles, and it does that through all kinds of, does that through wood. It does that through flesh. It does that anytime it comes into contact with something that's, you know, thick.
So you've seen what I've seen when I shot a 400-pound hog at 300 yards straight on with 300 Win Mag. It did go in 2 feet and then blew out, bounced back and blew out the other shoulder. You've seen that stuff.
Oh yeah, that stuff is super common. It's like internal ballistics is what it is. When it gets to whatever it is you're shooting, it's the part of ballistic science that is the most unpredictable in my opinion.
So it is possible that Matt, that it could come, but I'm not an expert like you, but at the angle it was coming in, whatever degree this is, cut to me, guys, because I've got the lines, I've looked it up. It came in from, you know, like what, a five-story over here into him about an angle like this. How does that then go, nying? In my experience, even if it bounced, it would kind of just bounce a little, or maybe I'm wrong.
I think with how fast it's going, it could definitely come in, and it could go off if it were to change direction or ricochet off of any part in his body. Like maybe it was off the back of his neck or his, you know, C1 to C7 there. Or it could ricochet and go down with the angle.
It is possible.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's possible. I think it's not possible that it was just sitting right at the entry wound. That when I heard that, that made no sense to me.
Explain that, because if it went straight in, I mean, 30-odd-6, explain what that'll shoot through. I mean,
that in general, and that's without the unpredictability of internal ballistics, it will go in and it will come out the other side with a much bigger hole. That happens, I would say predictably, but pretty predictably. Now, there are cases, and I've seen this a lot of times, where there's an entry wound and no exit, and the round just tumbled internally.
There were cases in World War II with Mausers, the same round, basically, where somebody would be hit in the finger, and it would, like, come out the back of the neck. I mean, this stuff does crazy stuff.
Yeah, it does. It does crazy things inside the body, because there's so many different consistencies of material it's going through. So it is very unpredictable. Now, I could see it going into the body and taking a weird path and coming out, honestly, his ribs or the back of his neck. But for me, I just didn't understand. It was the one thing where I heard it and immediately made no sense that, you know, it hit the Man of Steel or whatever the articles I read were, and it stayed right near where the...
Yeah, well, I asked Charlie's spokesperson who talked to the surgeon. I said, be clear. And he said, no. He said it went down. He named all the vertebrae and bounced back up, but then came back up to basically the same spot, and he thought it was magic and a miracle. And I'm like...
Okay, yes. To me, that sounds like magic and a miracle, because I've never seen that happen in the thousands of rounds I've shot. And I've seen...
Guys, doesn't even Full Metal Jacket hitting big bones break up?
Yeah, it'll still break up.
Well, now I'm going to shut up. You're the ballistics expert compared to me. Explain how... Why would the surgeon come up with the perfect story that any shooter would know was horse crap? Like, it's like it's meant to do this or something.
Well, it's kind of been the consistency through all of this, is that the stories that come out don't make any sense. You know, just like with the... There's videos and pictures of him walking, and they're like, he has a rifle in his pants. Like, what? There's no gun that can be a bolt-action gun that is in your pant leg when you're wearing jeans. Like there's just so many inconsistencies, and I don't know if it's just really – I don't know what it is. I just see something, and it doesn't make any sense to me, and that is yet again the case in this story, that a rifle of that caliber – the round is somehow sitting right at the entry wound.
Well, we had you on last week. I saw some of the comments. Oh, this guy, they're covering up. All you said was the truth when I asked, hey, people think you need to be the longest shot expert in the world, Dallas Alexander, to shoot somebody in the neck at 200 yards. You're like, no, I can train a 10-year-old in 2 hours to do it, which I know my girls by 10 can shoot better than that. We weren't covering up a story. It was a real question about could a regular shooter do this? The obvious question now. But now, could a bullet shoot in and bounce back up like this? No, that's horse shit.
I mean, it sounds like a miracle to me. I've never seen it in any of the training, in any of the internal ballistics, in any of the penetration demonstrations we've done. I've never seen a bullet act like that. It makes no sense to me.
And then why would they put that story out?
No, that is another question in this entire thing that doesn't make any sense to me. Why is there so many inconsistencies all over the place? Why are there inconsistencies and weird things that make you question the text messages back and forth?
I was about to say the letter to his boyfriend is like written by ChatGPT and convicts himself on all key points.
Yeah, exactly. Very strange. The rifle being put together and then taken apart and put together and left, like that stuff's weird. Him carrying it in a backpack, I don't think would fit in. There's just so many things.
The timeline, for those who don't know, I mean, I'm no gun expert, but I've broken down 30-06. I mean, that takes a, this is not an easy gun to break down or put back together.
No, now there's some guns designed to be put together quickly and taken down quickly so that they're more concealable or easier to store. That is not one of them from my knowledge.
Yeah, this is a grandpa gun.
Exactly.
So I'm ranting here, but you got the floor. What else? Did people want me to tell them the answer? Like they're mad because I'm looking at all angles. I am flabbergasted right now. I am like, Dallas, I have no idea what the hell's going on here.
Well, I'm the same. And I appreciate you bringing me on the show, but it's not like you're not going to get from me, oh, that's a lie and this person did it. I just am pointing out inconsistencies in the fact, like, this was my job for a long time. There's few people that have done it to this level, and that doesn't really say much. It's just I had a different job for a long time and got to work with things like ballistics and guns and everything, sniping for, almost 16 years, 15 years. And at the highest level, we put a lot of time into learning this stuff. So I'm not saying I have a conclusion on anything. I'm pointing out inconsistencies based on my experience, and this is definitely one of them. Bullets. From all the time and experience I've had doing this, I've never seen it do some strange path like that. And it is unpredictable, but this sounds like a miracle. If you have a bullet coming in here, there should be an exit wound or it would ricochet in and around the body. I don't know how to do a full loop or whatever and come back to the entry. I've never seen that. And to me, it sounds like it's being made up. And the reason, I don't know why, I'm not pointing at anyone either. It's just an inconsistency based on my experience.
And again, we're showing your documented longest shot in history, 2.2 miles. People are asking, while we're showing this footage. Well, I just don't know.
Okay.
If they're going to kill him, how do they then have a magic bullet that blows a big hole in the front of his neck, which looks like a .338 Lapua, to me or something, because I've shot a lot of deer and hogs and elk and you name it, and even 30-06 is a small hole. It is a big hole, but it's not an exit wound. I know that. It's just the whole thing is surreal.
Yeah, it's strange. Actually, the first time I saw that video, someone sent it to me, and I was actually traveling down here to Nashville. I thought it was an exit wound at first. To me, because an exit wound doesn't have to be gigantic if the bullet is just traveling through soft tissue.
Flesh, yeah.
Yeah, like if it's not interrupted by anything and it still has enough velocity, like this was the problem with 5.56 a lot of times overseas and let's say shooting certain actually I won't go there. The bullet would go through a body so fast that it was not being very effective. So at high velocity, even around like that, the exit wound doesn't need to be gigantic.
But listen, why are we believing the surgeon? Not trying to attack him, but maybe he did get shot from the back. Maybe it was not a flesh wound in the classic sense, but one that didn't hit hard matter. Maybe it is an exit wound. My issue is, and I don't have the footage now, I should have it. Everybody goes, oh, look, he shot from the side through here, from the right to the left, and they show like flesh go over the shirt, but if you look at it, you see the shockwave go up to the neck, and that looks like from the front. You see it bubble up. That's what I saw.
Yeah, and the videos are hard too because a lot of them, you look at frame rate and you look at what's being filmed, and this is a slow motion camera. Like they're not great video quality. So when you slow it down and zoom in and zoom in and slow it down, I think it can trick a lot of people. I'm just saying that was my initial when I first. The shock I had when I first saw it, it looked to me like that was the exit wound on that side. And then I started learning details.
5.56 or what's that SWAT team round they use? It's really small. What's that called?
See, it would depend. Oh, there's like a, well, one, there's a 22 something that is, super small. I know Sprinter Blackout's bigger, but
they got like a 21 too. They got a little bitty. I forget.
Yeah, and it's like those ones penetrate armor, body armor as well. I think we're talking about the same one. I can't remember the name. But it just depends on what the round hits. Like you're showing that video right there. It really, if the round is still flying the way a round flies, to paint a simple picture, like it does through the air, and hits just soft, either soft tissue or anything that's as big in long range shooting or sniping, leaves, anything that's soft, it will go through and maintain pretty good velocity and stay on track. So injury wound and exit wound might not be that big. Now, as soon as it hits, as an example, cartilage or bone in a body, it gets off that path and starts to turn. That's when it gets super destructive in soft tissue. And that happens with branches and stuff if you're shooting in the forest. But it would just really depend. Like a caliber like that could be a smaller round that started to turn and yaw in the body. And you can imagine that path. It's going, it's a tiny little hole. And as soon as it turns, it becomes a bigger cavity. So it's tough to say, like there's some stuff in the neck, you know, that could disrupt the bullet's path. And there's also different paths it can take that it would all be soft tissue.
Let me ask you this. So, I've been a big hunter, never had time the last few years, but I've never seen so much blood spray out so fast other than when I shot a buffalo with a crossbow and immediately fountains of blood because it went right through the lungs and heart. But every other time that, and I'm not saying it's AI, folks. Obviously, I think he got killed. It was real. But man, the amount of blood instantly coming out, I know you've, without getting graphic, you don't like to brag about it. You've shot a lot of people and it's been videotaped. Have you, is that routine to see that much blood that fast? It's like instant.
Yeah, I've never seen that in any of my deployments, anything. That would probably, you should talk to a doctor. I'm sure it's something to do with the artery in there or whatever.
Carotid, yeah.
Cause that was insane. It really surprised me when I saw it.
I don't want to make it graphic because we give it to, they raise them, folks. We're not being mean. It gives it to the homeless. They breed them. So it's fine. But I've hunted zebra in South Texas, which is a big 10,000 acre ranch. You chase them around. But I've shot one in the carotid and we had binoculars right after we did it. We had it on camera. Crew goes, don't release this. But the point was, once it fell down, then the blood started pumping. So I've never seen it where you hit something in the carotid and it just immediately does that. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, it's shocking. I don't know if spectacular is the right word, but just it was so much that I did not even know at first what I was looking at. It's crazy that this is another thing that is just inconsistent. I haven't heard a detail in this story that seems like it's consistent or tracking with all of the other ones. So I don't know what is being missed or what's being the picture. That
what are your other, what are your other veteran friends saying, Dallas?
It's sort of the same. You know, I have friends that go deeper and deeper down to different rabbit holes and are trying to solve kind of the who did it and tying it to other people or different nations and stuff. And for me, I just look at the inconsistencies in the story. And I think I'm pretty sure that we are not getting the truth. Because again, like we talked about this with the Trump assassination attempt thing, it's like, you can't be this stupid on so many different levels. If your job is to investigate or your job is to bring about details and pass on stories. Like it doesn't make any sense. Again, the inconsistencies are so large and there's so many gaps in the information that it can't be chalked up to just, maybe they just don't know that you can't put a rifle down your pants to see it when you're walking around.
Yeah. It sounds like libtards are right. Exactly. I was going to say that earlier. It sounds like libtards are writing the script.
Yeah, exactly. Which it's, and I mean, I'm just like, I never point to a certain person because I'm not sure, you know, who's the one who the.
No, I agree. Once I figure out who I thought did it, I'll do it. Do 3 more minutes with us. We got our big Rasmussen Pulsar coming on, but I want you to finish up, Alexander, and then recommend who else you want to come on the show with me. We should do like a commercial free 2-hour on this because, I mean, this is the whodunit of all time. I mean, and my listeners want me to have answers. I'm going to be honest, folks. I usually have answers. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is we're being lied to. Dallas Alexander is our guest, dallasalexander.ca. Check out his great music. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com and at Fuzz, the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Well, I'm a 10-4, hat-wearing, meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I hate to show this footage over and over again. Anybody that knows my show knows I'm not into macabre. I'm not into violence. But we're analyzing this. And I got Dallas Alexander, confirmed longest kill ever in Iraq, 2.2 miles with the equivalent of the Canadian Delta Force JTF-2. I've talked to all the top shooters. They say he's one of the best in the world. I've had other Delta Force people on, other Navy SEALs, shooters, and they say this is not a .30-06. yeah, they could do weird things like that, but just the whole thing is insane. The amount of blood that instantly comes out is not indicative of what normally happens with the blood, with the way the body pumps. I don't know what's going on, but we're not getting the truth. And the whole story stinks to heaven. I'm going to go to the top pollster in the world here in a moment, talk about the political response to this, the rally yesterday, and more. But, Dallas, please get a consortium of the best ballistics experts you know on as a favor. I'd love to do a commercial-free show with you in the next few days because people want answers from me. And I've told them, I said, I just, it doesn't add up. You're an expert. You're saying the same thing. What did you think of the guy supposedly, it looks like a cell phone under his arm. One of his, by the way, I've talked to their crew. They go, that guy's been there for a decade. They love him. He's all freaked out and hiding. He's got a cell phone under his arm. He hears the boom. He goes like this, goes for his gun. They go, oh, he shot Charlie under the thing. Or, you know, they say a guy doing a bottle of water, he shot him. That's all been disproven. So I think it's very important. We don't just run around and make stuff up. But when you have something that is so clearly not true, it's going to create that. Closing comments.
Yeah, I think my closing comments are in line with yours. It's like going around and blaming people that are standing around without really knowing what's happening could be a dangerous thing to do. You know, people that are close to him or have been on his team a long time. I think that this is all coming from, it's all stemming from everyone not getting the truth from whoever is putting out the information. There's so many things that are don't make any sense. There's things that are either it's a cover up for something else or just a blatant lie for missing information. I don't know, but there's so many inconsistencies. And now this ballistic report or whatever that comes from the corner is the new one that just doesn't make any sense. If you have any experience in that world. So
yeah, do you know any bullet that you shoot into somebody that causes huge trauma and then is right under the skin, as the surgeon has said?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. I've never seen a bullet take a path that causes that much damage and then either comes right back to the injury wound or causes enough damage for him to, you know, bleed out like that and it's still just sitting right there at the injury wound. Either way, it doesn't make any sense.
Because even a 380, the weakest round out there, if you shot somebody in the throat, it would go into the spine. It wouldn't bounce back out to the top.
Yeah. Even a 380 is going deeper than that for it to just be sitting right there. It's so strange. You almost said it in the perfect way. It's expecting to believe that this is a miracle or some kind of magic.
Well, that's what the doctor said. He said it's a miracle. Like it didn't kill people behind him. Well, a 30-odd-6 doesn't shoot through a neck.
Oh, and that's just something that's also very strange. The neck is not super dense. You know, the one set of bones along the back of it, some cartilage and stuff, and it's like, for it not to shoot through is odd. And then that's, you know, this is what I was saying before, bullets can take strange paths that we don't expect in internal ballistics, but just all of this doesn't make any sense. When you start stacking them all up, like not only did it not shoot through, not only did it, somehow travel all around the body and come back to the injury wound or stay at the injury wound. It doesn't make sense for the caliber. It doesn't make sense for any caliber other than, let's say, what you set up a BB gun.
Wow. All right, Dallas, you're the expert. Tell me who to get on with you. I want to do a commercial-free show soon. God bless you. DallasAlexander.ca. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, I can recommend a couple of friends. I'll have to ask them for the permission, but some experts in the field that have been snipers for a long time as well. Or peripheral jobs, and if you want, we can connect.
You set it up. You're the producer. God bless you, Dallas. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes. All right, our next guest, who I really appreciate coming on the transmission, is the undisputed top pollster in the world at the top pollster agency with the most accurate polling record, Mark Mitchell, Honest Pollster on X, RasmussenReports.com. And I saw the numbers, a 10-point bounce in just the last 4 days with Trump. And so we have the rare, honest pollster here with us. Mark Mitchell, we got 20 minutes. You've got the floor, sir. Thank you for joining us. The societal effect, how big is the Kirk assassination? I don't think you can underestimate how this has really triggered a huge awakening and what is happening in the administration and just any general things you want to cover, your observations of what's happened. Mark Mitchell, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for that excellent intro, too. I think that we're approaching the end of the fourth turning because we're in a period of absolutely collapsing institutional trust. And I think we're only starting to see the absolute societal wreckage that the Generation Z is going to have on America. Because I think right now people are starting to ask questions. Well, how do they get radicalized? What do they do online? Why have we let places like Reddit become the cesspits that they are? Reddit has $1.1 billion monthly active users. It is an insane atheist left-wing radical monoculture. Everybody goes there because it has the biggest community for literally every topic. And then all of a sudden you get exposed to transgenderism. You get exposed to Antifa. It's no wonder that according to Gallup, 23% of Generation Z identifies as LGBTQ and they're nihilistic. They don't have a future. We have a lot of polling that tells us that. So we are just starting to realize how bad that is. And in a way that I don't think anybody's come to terms, how is this generation going to form families, reproduce, raise well-adjusted children just in order to pay off the Social Security and Medicare of the boomer wave that we have right now?
The point is the majority of the youngest generation is giving up and then not just committing suicide, dialing into a death cult.
They have a path lit before them. Because if you like Pokemon cards and you go onto Reddit, well, it's not going to be very long until you encounter people that talk about transgenderism, people that call Trump a fascist. Then you're on our anti-fascism, anti-fascists of Reddit, or you're on our anarchy. And there are links to the dark web. There are links that tell you how to encrypt your communications and get a burner phone and do all of these things. And it's probably not that much longer until you're part of one of these organizations. All of them know. But the paths are there, and that's what these kids are experiencing when they're online 6-8 hours a day. They're getting radicalized. They're playing a lot of video games. They're not reproducing. They have mental health problems, massive mental health wave of people coming through. 43% of 18 to 39-year-old liberals self-ID'd as having been diagnosed with a mental condition.
And a large portion of them believe in political assassination. Close to half believe in communism.
Yeah. Yes, we have confirmed that. Many times, in fact, we have a new one back on Charlie Kirk, and it's not all the Democrats. Like, that's the good news. But this one question, Turning Point founder Charlie Kirk was recently assassinated while holding an event in Utah. Which is closer to your opinion, that Charlie Kirk was peacefully and respectfully debating people, and it's a tragedy that he was murdered, or Charlie Kirk was speaking hateful words and his murder was tragic but understandable? 62% to 26%. But 36% of the 18 to 29-year-olds think his murder was tragic but understandable because of his hateful words. 40% of Democrats and self-ID liberals, 54%. So, yeah, I guess they want people who have opposing points of view murdered. And these are really troubling. But let's get back to what I think America is experiencing. I think that America was put in a bad spot because of Joe Biden. I think they demanded redress for their grievances. They got Donald Trump in a mandate. It's a miracle that Kamala Harris didn't win, but America was really happy. We saw 18 to 39-year-old Trump approval at 60% when he was inaugurated. A majority of Americans thought that Donald Trump's second administration was going to usher in a golden age of America. And in the beginning, we saw a lot of aggressive action taken against the federal government. Doge was very popular.
And then as soon as Musk left, everything started collapsing.
Exactly right. As did Trump's approval numbers. And what you spend all day looking ahead in the future. I try to do that too. You spend all day asking questions. My job is literally professionally to ask questions. And my question is, what's going to happen to America when they realize that Donald Trump is not going to be able to fix this out himself? I think that society is going to have to step up and fix these issues. And it's going to have to happen really soon because this younger generation, according to my polling, everybody says they pat themselves on the back and they say, isn't it great? 18 to 29-year-olds are more conservative than in generations. They are not. They are the exact opposite. They are very, very anti-establishment, which explains why they voted for Trump more than people expected them to. But even self-identified 18 to 39-year-old Republicans and Trump voters and conservatives support things like nationalizing industry and confiscating excess wealth from people. That was a 56% position among self-identified Republicans.
Yeah, that was and it's not just Rasmussen that's most respected. All the polls are showing 50% pro-commie.
Yeah, They do not believe in free market capitalism. They think the system's great. They'll tell you that socialism isn't as good as free market capitalism, but then they'll go ahead and say, well, we do want a Democrat socialist president in here. And if we don't get Donald Trump, our next highest supported candidate's going to be Bernie Sanders.
And we see all these Minnesota, New York, all these literal Islamic commies, winning the nominations.
Yep. The you can't square that circle. If you look around and say 18 to 29 year olds are being more conservative. Well, why don't we have like traditional families forming? Why do we have this, terminally online culture? Why is everybody supporting all of these commies all over the place? Now, okay. Talking about society at the end of the fourth turning, history tells us we're going to see something that looks like 2001, where all of a sudden everybody changed their opinions very rapidly. And that's what I'm looking at here, because the institutions we all know are not going to fix themselves. Everybody thought that putting Kash Patel at the head of the FBI was going to magically fix the FBI. But where we find ourselves now is that people still mistrust these organizations because they haven't seen them fixed. They've seen no positive confirmation that there has been a reckoning inside the federal government that was corrupted by the uniparty, essentially. People don't like the Republicans either. This was Trump's election was a referendum on government mistrust. Only 30% trusted the federal government. So now Trump goes into the summer. His approval rating drops. He was underwater between net approval was from 0 to -4 points.
And that was because of the Epstein fiasco, right?
I attribute it to the big, beautiful bill in Epstein and probably also a smattering of, getting involved with Israel and Iran.
Oh, yeah, Iran. Yeah.
Now, what's weird. Yeah, it was kicking around there. Trump hit +8 on June 13th, literally the day that Israel bombed Iran. And so that was really the high watermark locally. Now, it got down to -4, and it's been kicking around there for weeks. Now, immediately when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, we saw a reaction in our polls. And the first thing that happened is that right direction polling, which has been phenomenally high under Donald Trump, record setting between 45 and 50% almost this entire time, we're smashing every record with right direction polling. Well, it dropped in 2 days from 45% down to 40%. And that's really a catastrophic drop. And it was driven by independents and Republicans. Now, Democrats went up a little bit, but I'll get to why I think that is. Now, fast forward to a few days later, and what we've been seeing is Donald Trump's approval rating, which was at -3, got all the way up to +7, just in like a 2 or 3 day period.
So that's a 10 point bounce. What did that? That's huge.
Yeah, that. And it
have
came
we ever
out
seen
nowhere.
A 10 point bounce in just 3 days? Is that a first?
I mean, it can happen, but it's like at this period of time, and if you go back and look at the raw data of all the other past presidents, none of them had a data point that high in any of
yeah, that
like
was my
July,
gut level.
August,
we've
September
never seen a 10-point bounce in 3 days.
Yeah, that was higher. A net +7 for Trump was higher than any data point for Obama July, August, September, October. So it's very unprecedented. Because
so am I wrong to say 10? He was -3, right? Then that's a 10. Or explain it to me.
Yeah, that's right. Normally, at this period of time, everybody's beating up on the president because they realize that there's buyer's remorse. That's just what happens. The honeymoon wears out, and then they're like, well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? So now automatically, and I think that delay, and you never know, it could be noise. I think that delay was probably people's reaction to the kind of actions that Trump has been promising people to crack down on. Finally, I think it's like, why are we letting people get radicalized? Why did it take us 5 years after talking about Antifa being a domestic terrorist organization to finally actually like breaking vacuum on doing something for it? But we have the one poll that to me stands out as the biggest top line, the biggest thing that's changing now. And I think people will be able to kind of tie this back to what they're seeing every day. And also we have to acknowledge that this Charlie Kirk assassination came on the tail of the Irina Zarutska murder in Charlotte, which was very powerful.
That's
imagery.
A key point. That it supercharged like, it, didn't it?
Well, already the discussions online, in my opinion, before the Charlie Kirk assassination was like America had almost been given a permission slip to talk about provocative things in a way that people were being nice.
Yeah, how conservatives and whites are literally being hunted.
Exactly. So how concerned are you? And this went into the field September 11th through 15th. How concerned are you about political violence in America? 69% very concerned, 21% somewhat concerned. That's 90%. And as a benchmark, the last couple of times we polled on inflation, this beats inflation. So this is the number one issue in America right now. People are concerned about political violence. And it's actually more Democrats than Republicans who are very concerned, 74% to 66%. But it's bipartisan. Everybody's concerned about political violence now. And then recently a gunman in Utah shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. How likely is it there will be more political violence in the next few months? 48% very, 37% somewhat, 85%. So almost everybody thinks this is going to happen again. That's a signal of escalation. We've been talking about there's this in the background subtext that 43% of Americans think a civil war is coming in the next few years. And then people blame heated political rhetoric for this instead of availability of firearms, 46% to 28%, only 19% say mental illness. A plurality of Democrats blame heated political rhetoric. But then this one, do you agree or disagree with this statement? It's a Trump quote. It's long past time for all Americans and the media to confront the fact that violence and murder are the tragic consequences of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible. 85% agree, 85% of Democrats, like 90% of Republicans. So you look at these people on TikTok, gruesomely cheering the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and everybody has to acknowledge that those are not every Democrat. That is not every Democrat.
But it's certainly, I want to just add this, go back to the footage. They all sit there and watch her die and don't help her, black and white. That is the endemic nature of the disconnection of empathy, where they literally stand up and watch her die and don't render aid. I mean, that is so scary right there. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're 100% right. The good news is that
guy,
you have 85%.
That guy's lucky I went on that train, because he'd have been, he stabbed a black woman, I'd have killed his ass, just as much as a white woman. It is just, where are the men? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right, 100%. It's like 35 to 40% of Democrats who have been infected with this kind of death cult, worship MSNBC.
I mean, she's looking at her like she's dog shit she didn't want to pick up. I mean, she's just watching her die. I mean, and it's not because she's a black woman. I'm not attacking her. This is the general public. I mean, what happened to us?
Yeah, it's even worse. The person that just like noped out, you know, don't want to be involved in this, just disappeared. Well, we could get back to the Irina Zaruska thing too, but, yeah, there's about 40% of Democrats who are insane. Almost 40% of 18 to 39 year olds thought that the Luigi Mangione killing of the United Healthcare CEO was understandable. I think it was like 35, 36% of Democrats. Other polling has found that 28% of Democrats thought it would have been better if the Butler assassin hadn't missed. So this is something that they're going to have to deal with.
What percentage is it? About 40% are psychotic killers, supporters.
Yeah, that's fair. The problem is that their narrative.
What percentage of the public is that? 20% of the public are psychotic murders now?
Like 15.
So 15% of America literally love this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 20. What do we have on that Charlie Kirk question? The top line one was 26% of Americans. You know, there's some insane independents too, and there's some insane Republicans. Don't forget that, Alex. There's probably neocon.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried not about false flags. I am that too. What if crazy right wingers do something?
Well, I think that the world is going to be called to take action. I'll give you one more piece of evidence here. Now, again, polling isn't perfect, but what I'm trying to measure is a massive change. And what I think is what this should be is the wake-up call that gives society the resolve to understand that there's certain things that the institutions just can't fix.
And that's
themselves.
My question. Is this the sea change? It looks like it to me.
These results were collected hours after the Charlie Kirk assassination, but it was for Irina Zaruska. And the last time we polled the death penalty, it was plus 13, 49% for, 36% against. And the numbers here were stunning. And this is an important benchmark, because if you answer this question, it tells something deeply about you, your belief of justice, your compassion, your worldview. Well, we've gone from plus 13 on execution to plus 40.
Wow.
People want to see DeCarlos Brown executed 60%.
So that's
20%.
A tripling.
Yeah. Democrats plus 20, Republicans plus 65, Independents plus 40. So people want to see this guy killed, and you know, he's going to be living club fed for the next 20 years. But, among people who had said they saw an image of Irina Zarutska on the train, people want DeCarlos Brown executed 73% to 14%.
Wow. So they saw it. They're even more.
That's the thing with her and Charlie Kirk. The imagery is very, 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 very powerful. And these are the kinds of things that changes people's minds overnight. I mean, like, look at airplanes flying into the World Trade Center. That changed people's opinions very fast. That's
so what, you're one of the smartest guys I know. What do you predict comes out of this? And how could Trump mismanage this? What should he do to use this for everybody's own safety and security? What?
Well, what I think is that we have a crisis of institutional trust in America, and that literally nobody believes anybody. And this was the most predictable thing in the world, because remember, 53% of America thought the FBI was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. And, you know, Kash Patel doesn't poll that bad. We polled about him after he got Tyler Robinson, and the 70% approval among Republicans, only 40% strong approve. That's less than Trump's 60%. But they don't trust the FBI because they haven't seen it fixed. That's the problem, is that they thought that, well, you know, we'll just put Ratcliffe in charge of the CIA and people will forget the fact that, you know, 41% of America thought the CIA killed Kennedy and another 64% believe that the CIA is giving talking points.
No, we're in a whole new ball game. The establishment needs to know they better get behind the populace or they're done.
Yeah, and I think they need to take aggressive action. And I don't know, like, this is a hunch. I think that there's probably a little bit of a grace period, a little bit of, you know, maybe people overlooking the dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I don't know a better way to say that, and I'm not exactly sure how to poll on it. But for Trump's approval to have this stunning increase when the entire world is trying to convince you that he's a fascist for cracking down on Jimmy Kimmel's First Amendment protected freedom of speech, you know, even after the Democrats literally wanted to put people who question the efficacy of the vaccine in prison camps, you know, pretty stunning reversal on their First Amendment position. But this is a, you know, I think we have the resolve maybe to finally go after these organizations in a way that, for some reason, it's just been untouchable. And, you know, I feel bad for Trump's probably surrounded by some of the most influential and powerful people who have a vested interest in maintaining the status quo, which is a multi-trillion dollar system designed essentially to maximize rent seeking.
Yeah,
bottom line,
the establishment's going down. Nobody believes anything, which is negative. When we tell the truth, they get mad, but we get it's healthy overall. Incredible information, sir. I know there's so many places for people to find your work, but where's the best place for people to find Rasmussen Reports, everything you do?
Well, hit me up at Twitter, Honest Pollster, and our YouTube channel at Rasmussen_poll. We go into this in a lot more detail. I have a really good video last week, an hour-long video about how Reddit is an absolute problem that needs to be addressed. The moderator system, the anonymous moderator system, is so gameable. The average of the top 200 moderators each moderate 100 subreddits, and so there's a way for basically 200 people to enforce with an iron fist, an ideological system that does not match the
absolutely.
The
Mark Mitchell, thank you so much. Incredible job. I'm ending my show. I'll be hosting with Harrison Smith right now with what Trump calls the biggest medical announcement in U.S. history on the cause of autism. Thank you, Mark Mitchell. I'll be on the War Room, Infowars.com/show. Real Alex Jones on X. Find the Infowars feed. That's where you'll find the War Room right now. I'm going to walk over there in 2 minutes with the press conference. Stay with us and join us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.